From Haven Humane Society, are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got podcasts throughout the week, but this is our program that goes out across the U.S. and Canada. It is available to you via your radio or via online. You got a mobile device. You got a smart speaker. You can listen to Intelligent Medicine in real time. 877-726-8255, our number. The ground rules has to do with Intelligent Medicine. That means the best of natural therapies, the best of high-tech therapies. If you've got a medical dilemma, if you have a health conundrum, 877-726-8255 is the number to call. Or if you simply have a comment about what's going on the health front or about something that I said on the program, 877-726-8255, our number this hour and next. Okay, this week we've got lots to talk about, but I'm going to focus on sugar. And these days I think it is a verity that sugar is bad for you, that we're consuming all too much. And I'm going to take an especially close look at fructose, fruit sugar. We get it from fruit, but we also get it in Trojan horse fashion from our sugar-sweetened beverages. Even juice is often spiked with extra high-fructose corn syrup. Candies are. Many processed foods are. Even ketchup and condiments are. And so we're getting a big dollop of that particular type of sugar. We're going to focus on that in just a few moments. 877-726-8255, our number. And so this week, the headline in Medscape, study offers dozens of reasons to cut sugar. And it's based on a new study just out this week. A new compilation of nearly all research to date on the health impacts of sugar offers dozens of reasons to cut back now. To give you an idea, the daily per capita intake of sugar on average in the U.S. by U.S. adults is 126.4 grams per day of sugar. Now, do the math, because a teaspoon is about 4.5 grams. A heaping teaspoon, yeah, 5 grams of sugar. So if you do the math, 126 divided by 5, that means that the average American is consuming about 25 teaspoons of sugar per day. And the recommendation is not to completely cut sugar. The recommendation is to reduce it to about 11 grams per day. That would be a couple of teaspoons per day. Who's doing that? So in this study, researchers from China and the U.S. collaborated, and they rounded up 8,601 scientific studies. They combined them in something called a meta-analysis to evaluate sugar's impact on 83 different health outcomes. Now, this accounts for decades of research on this subject, stretching back to the beginning of the largest electronic databases for scientific papers. So what they found is that the world's most common health problems like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, heart attack, high cholesterol, cancer, and depression were associated, very closely associated with sugar intake. The research looked at studies that evaluated the impacts of consuming free sugars, which means any food that contains processed or naturally occurring sugars, like table sugar, honey, or maple syrup. So it didn't really distinguish. What they found, that they actually discriminated between these free sugars, these added sugars, and sugar that's found in whole fruits and vegetables and in milk. Milk contains sugar, but it's in the form of lactose, unless it's sugar-sweetened chocolate milk or something like that. U.S. dietary guidelines recommend getting no more than 10% of daily calories from added sugar, and that's still a lot. That's still a lot. For a typical 2,000 calorie per day diet, that equals no more than 200 calories or about 12 teaspoons. That's still a lot. The CDC reports that the average person consumes 17 teaspoons per day. To give you some context, a 12-ounce can of soda contains the equivalent of 9 teaspoons of sugar. So what did they find? Well, first of all, correlation is not necessarily causation, because people eat a lot of sugar, they also do a lot of other bad things. They don't exercise, they eat a lot of other bad fast food, their lifestyles are less healthy, and generally they're less educated and more impoverished. So they may lead hard lives that cause them to be exposed to industrial pollutants. Maybe they live in the bad part of town, more exposed to exhaust fumes, factory fumes, etc., bad water. They found that the dietary pattern of eating a lot of sugar was associated with more frequent smoking and drinking, lower physical activity levels, and more time spent watching television, i.e. sedentary activity. So correlation isn't necessarily causation, but there's a lot of causation and a little bit of correlation. And what they found specifically, and this is kind of scary, we know weight gain, gout, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, certain cancer types. All right, what were the cancers? Dietary sugar consumption was associated with a higher risk for certain cancers, including pancreatic cancer. Of course, the pancreas is the place where sugar metabolism begins in the body. It's the place where insulin gets made. And one theory is that the pancreas gets overworked when you're consuming a lot of sugar. You develop what's called insulin resistance. You overproduce insulin to cope with the high sugar intake to process it. And eventually those cells go haywire and you develop pancreatic cancer. Also breast cancer, prostate cancer, overall cancer death, bad cardiovascular outcomes, high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. Other health conditions, 45 others, including depression, dental problems, yeah, we know, sugar rots your teeth, and, surprisingly, asthma in children. Why not? Because, yeah, sugar may adversely affect the immune system. So this is a call to action to have people reduce their intake of sugar. So the question arises, though. And by the way, additional study came out this week. It's entitled Sugary Beverages in Relation to Brain Structure and Incident Dementia. Okay. So sugary beverages, mostly sweetened these days with high fructose corn syrup, which we'll take up in just a moment. How is it different? How is this sugar different from all other sugars, to paraphrase the Passover Seder questions? Well, it turns out that fructose may have especially deleterious effects on the brain. It turns out that higher sugar sweetened beverage intake was associated with a higher risk of dementia. Interestingly, in the study, so too was artificial sweeteners. So sweetened low calorie or low calorie sweeteners Nutrisweet and Splenda and Saccharin. These two were associated with higher risk of dementia. Moderate natural juice consumption was associated with a lower risk of dementia. Yeah, there's sugar in natural juice, but if you don't drink too much, it may even have a protective effect. So what's going on? The question that I'll pose and answer when we return is fructose, the demon spawn. Let's cut through the confusion. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Join the conversation today here on Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Turn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery. Making Shasta County greener since 1975.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Flashback to Obamacare. Health insurance costs for employers are set to take their biggest jump in years. How does this affect you? Good luck getting a raise. With inflation still high, don't expect a thank you card from those who got subsidized health insurance.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Settle back and listen and hopefully become more informed about a wide range of medical and health topics. 877-726-8255, our number if you want to get into the mix. You can pose a question, share a comment. We're talking sugar, and a very big proportion of the sugar that we consume these days is in the form of fructose, specifically synthetically made high fructose corn syrup. So is fructose really the demon spawn? Should we be avoiding fruit, which after all are a source of fructose? Let's cut through the confusion. You know, there's been a long-term symbiosis, a positive, mutually beneficial interaction between humans and fruit. Ancient fruit provided sustenance to humans, not that the fruit cared. Its evolutionary impetus to be sweet and attractive was to entice paleo humans to consume it and then spread its seeds far and wide, because the seeds are relatively indigestible, and you eat fruit and you may poop out the seeds, and yeah, you can then propagate a plant that can't just get up and walk to the other side of the mountain. So in turn, fruit nourished humans, not merely with calories, which was actually very important. You know, calories, very valuable in prehistoric times, because humans virtually were always up against it with starvation. But also fruit provided beneficial polyphenols to humans. And this ensured that the seed dispersers, that is us, would remain healthy and mobile. But paleo fruit was really paltry and seasonal. If you look at the way fruit was, apples were like little nubbly crab apples, and there weren't big succulent melons. You know, they were tiny and not that sweet. And same thing with berries. Wild berries tend to be tart, and many of the fruits that we now enjoy are the results of thousands of years of cultivation and hybridization and even genetic modification. So their sugar content's a far cry from that of their ancient predecessors. And we also have refrigeration and transport, which means we can get fruit all the time throughout the year, even in a season when it's cold and there's no fruit around. So from fruits we get fructose. And that and honey were our main sources of fructose until very recently, in my lifetime, until the 1960s. I think it was around 1957 that they invented a process by which they could take corn and, through a process of refining, turn it into something called HFCS, high fructose corn syrup. And this actually coincided with the geopolitical constraint of our estrangement from Cuba. You know, the Cuba went to communism, and we couldn't export as much sugar cane. High fructose corn sugar is actually cheaper to make than table sugar, which comes mostly from sugar beets. And here's a factoid. The U.S. is second only to Russia in cultivation of sugar beets, but it's actually cheaper to make high fructose corn syrup. through an industrial process. 95% of sugar beets are GMO, as is corn now. So the way that high fructose corn syrup is made, you take cornstarch, which is composed of a necklace of glucose molecules, and you process it via enzymatic fermentation, and it yields a mixture which is roughly 50-50 fructose and glucose. Now, sucrose actually contains fructose, but sucrose is a disaccharide. It's two sugars linked together. And glucose is a single molecule, and so is fructose. So there's a problem. But first is the quantitative leaf and fructose consumption that the ubiquity of high fructose corn syrup represents. It's just everywhere, in everything, and it's cheap, and it's satisfying and enticing. It'll make everything taste better. The second is that unlike table sugar, which is sucrose, two molecules of sugar that need to be broken down, high fructose corn syrup delivers its fructose load more readily because there's no chemical bond joining the glucose and the fructose as in sucrose. And finally, the entirety of U.S. surplus fructose consumption now comes from the addition of high fructose corn syrup to non-traditional, highly palatable ultra-processed foods. So check out these statistics. High fructose corn syrup use in the United States began in the late 1960s. It peaked in the late 1990s. It's been fairly steady. There was a skyrocketing of availability of high fructose corn syrup from 4% to 12% to 36% of total sweeteners across the 10 years from 1975 to 1985, which is like the Carter-Reagan era. And the per capita availability of high fructose corn syrup increased 61%. From 1985 to 1993, high fructose corn syrup increased to 68 grams per day in per capita consumption. I can just reel out these numbers. But at this point, high fructose corn syrup represents about 50% of the sugar that we now take in. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and a big article coming up on the subject that we're talking about today, fructose, in our newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. We got a lot of affiliates, according to the folks at Radio America. I usually don't look at our affiliates list, but this time I did. I downloaded it, and we've got affiliates in Alaska, Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Indiana, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan. I think we have a caller from Michigan we're about to take in just a moment. Minnesota, Missouri, we've got Tennessee, we've got New Hampshire, we've got New York, Ohio, Wyoming, Pennsylvania. We've got affiliates across the country. And you can listen via your local radio station, AM or FM, or you can listen online, as many people do, or catch our podcasts, which are downloadable from usual podcast sources, or from our website at drhoffman.com. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, so if you can't call during the show, you can record a question. But we've got a live caller, Tori from Long Island. Are you listening online, Tori?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here. Sorry, I got disconnected. I am interested in knowing about the CBS pathways and when they don't function properly and you have a sulfur sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do for it? What can you do for it?
What Tori's talking about is Tori is talking about nutrigenomics. And it turns out that you can sometimes predict your additional requirements for certain nutrients based on a genetic profile. All you have to do is submit a saliva sample and send it to a lab that analyzes it. And they'll tell you if you have problems with metabolizing certain things. For example, some people have trouble metabolizing folate, so they need to take methylated folate in a prepared form, like a special form of not just old-fashioned folic acid, but sort of a hyped-up, body-ready form of methylated folate. Same thing with B12. Some people have problems with a B12 pathway. Other people have a problem with the transsulfuration pathway, which apparently somebody has pointed out to you, and that is often associated with detoxification. So do you have trouble when you drink wine? Are you what they call a cheap date?
Yeah.
Okay. And wine is high in sulfates, and to handle sulfites, you require more of certain nutrients. So the key nutrients that make a difference are B6 and a little bit of a weird one, molybdenum, or moly, not the drug, but the micronutrient molybdenum, and to some extent manganese, and potentially betaine. Betaine hydrochloride is sometimes helpful. Also, these patients don't do too well in terms of manufacturing glutathione, so we like glutathione as a precursor, and acetylcysteine, or you can take glutathione products, and that should help you. Do you have chemical sensitivity as well?
No, not really.
Just a lot of allergies to foods and things?
Yes. Dairy, gluten, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. So you could take those additional nutrients and see if you can make that. It's a detox pathway, in essence. And the body has many detox pathways. And you can actually assist those detox pathways with taking certain nutrients. And depending on the flaw in your metabolism, and this is genetic. It's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You may be born with this transsulfuration pathway weakness, so that your cup runneth over, so to speak, in terms of allergies more easily than other people when hit with an allergic challenge. So
right.
I think that's the import of that. Have you talked to your doctor about that, or naturopath, or whoever administered the test?
Yeah, I just actually discovered it and am working to find someone who understands it well enough. Gastroenterologists don't seem to.
No, they don't. That is not their forte. In fact, there's a woeful lack of understanding of nutrition, and in particular, nutrigenomics is a new science, and I think there are very few people who really have mastered it. Even in the integrative community, I've noticed sometimes people just say, take a lot of B vitamins. Okay, well, that may work for some people. For other people, it might send them on a jag. They might get hyperstimulated and blown away from the B. So you have to understand the full picture, not just one, what is called a SNP. SNP is, a code for a certain enzyme in the body, and the SNPs interact with one another, and sometimes one doesn't work well, or the other one works too well, and you kind of have to look at the whole picture. So I think there are some basic suggestions you can follow, and check back in with us in a few weeks or months if you see any improvements. We'd love to hear from you. 877-726-8255, our number. We got another call, Nancy from Michigan. Michigan, are you listening via one of our affiliates on the radio?
Yes, I am. I'm originally from Connecticut, so I just moved here, so I don't know if I'm on your New York band as well.
All right. Lucky you. You got an affiliate where you live. Great.
Great. Yep. Question. We're just talking about B vitamin, and I'm familiar with people being very short on B, but I've had blood work, and my B is extremely high.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous about it, and I have not retested.
Okay.
So maybe you can guide me.
Okay, so I can enlighten you on that. First of all, do you take a B-complex or B vitamins or even a multi?
I take a Super B, and then I called one other time, I had Barrett's esophagus, and then I started taking B12 with the folate.
Right.
So I don't know if I've overdosed. I don't know how long.
Okay, so here's the deal. Virtually anyone who takes any kind of B vitamin supplement, unless you have a severe impediment to B12 absorption. Some people have a condition called pernicious anemia. They don't absorb B12 taken from foods or taken even in oral supplements. They need injections. But that's relatively uncommon. So the vast majority of people who take B vitamins, and especially B12, they'll have high B12. They'll even have high folate. They'll even have high B6. And that alarms a lot of conventional doctors because conventional doctors are taught to look at ranges. So we look at cholesterol, and if cholesterol's too high, oh, my God, you know, we got to lower the cholesterol. If blood pressure's too high, we got to lower that. Or if liver functions are too high, we got to figure out something bad's happening here. So, but when it comes to B12, that you have to interpret that properly. You are taking B12, and hence your B12 will be high. That's a little bit like saying, oh, my goodness, Jeff Bezos has an excessive income. We have to lower that. Well, maybe some people think we should lower that, you know, even the playing field. But it's actually an embarrassment of riches when it comes to B12. It's not harmful. B12 is almost impossible to create toxicity with.
All right, because I read it was a marker for cancer. And
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, all right. So I can rest a little easier and cut down on the B12. Just cut down on the B.
Yeah. You don't even have to. I mean, if it's helping you in other ways, I mean, it may be superfluous and maybe a waste of money that you're taking all these, you know, multi and, you know, two different sources of bees. Maybe you could cut back, but it's not dangerous. It's not dangerous. So I'm glad to help reassure you and
you.
Have a nice weekend, and you can sleep soundly now and not worry about your excess of B12. And I think that resonates for a lot of people. They go to the doctor, and they're like, oh, my goodness, your B12's too high. What the heck are you doing? Stop taking those B12 supplements. No, that's not the case. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. We continue on our theme about fructose, and in particular high fructose corn syrup. So, you know, fructose is in fruit, and fructose is in high fructose corn syrup, which is added to everything. It's now the chief sweetener in a lot of sugar-sweetened beverages. So that's the majority have high fructose corn syrup, not good old-fashioned table sugar or sucrose because it's cheaper. So what's the problem with fructose? Well, humans really weren't designed to consume fructose at the levels that we have now subjected ourselves to over just the last 50 or so years. And unlike sugar, glucose, which is readily used by all the tissues. It goes to the brain, it goes to the muscles, it goes everywhere. Fructose is mainly metabolized by the liver, and it hits the liver hard. And as a result, it may be a prime instigator of something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, the incidence of which is soaring. And a recent review, and I have it here, says the negative and detrimental effects of high fructose on the liver, with special reference to metabolic disorders. It says fructose is 2 to 3 times more potent than glucose in increasing liver fat. Also, we, through our good colleague and frequent guest on Intelligent Medicine, Dr. David Perlmutter, we've gained insights into how fructose has worked for humans historically. Fructose used to be a way that we could add some calories and help to survive during hard times, because it causes insulin resistance, but which helps us store fat, which is a good thing. Because stored fat in the summer, it's kind of like, you know, bears eating a lot and then hibernating and burning off their fat. But through uric acid, this is a mechanism that's accomplished, and that's actually an evolutionary benefit. But the problem is when we have high intake of fructose year long, we're going to have high uric acid. Uric acid can raise blood pressure. It can cause elevated blood sugar. It certainly is associated with gout and kidney stones. And it's a big problem. And it may, fructose also may have an effect on something called ages, age-related glycosylation end products, or advanced glycosylation end products, appropriately abbreviated ages, which are associated with aging. They drive organ dysfunction and senescence. So the ultimate question is, okay, so avoid processed high fructose corn syrup. It's present in a lot of junk food, so don't eat that. But what about fruit? When it comes to fruit, a lot of people are becoming fruit phobic. Is it really necessary to avoid fruit to avoid excess fructose? And I'll have an answer for you in a moment. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to an encore broadcast, the best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs. A powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're talking dietary sugars, their deleterious effects, and we're going to focus on fructose. But we have a question that's right down our alley from Diane in Scranton, PA, the home of The Office. Great comedy series. Yeah. How are you doing, Diane?
Hi, fine. Thank you, doctor. I really appreciated Nora's call. She's one of the only people I ever heard talk about sulfur sensitivities.
So yeah, it was a good question.
Very beneficial. So my question is related to sugar content in grains. I'm not a big, like, white bread eater, but I like Ezekiel bread and spaghetti, you know.
Okay, so I think you have to individualize it because I think carbohydrates in general have been demonized. And for some people, avoidance of carbs is real beneficial, helps them lose weight. And since the majority of Americans now have metabolic syndrome, overweight, hypertension, insulin resistance, that's a pretty good strategy for a lot of people to follow. But it kind of depends. Some people who have a good metabolism are not genetically prone to insulin resistance, exercise a lot, have the ability to tolerate more carbohydrates. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You are, just give me your height and weight if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, sure. I'm generally around 125. I generally don't get over 130. Like in the wintertime, maybe I'm like 128.
Okay, you're of normal height, so that sounds like an okay weight, unless you're like 4'11". Do you know what your triglycerides are? Because that's a real tell in terms of sugar metabolism.
I don't. I have no idea, really.
Okay. So, hold on. If your triglycerides are high, that is generally a sign that you are more likely to have sugar intolerance. Although we did discover a guy, and he had high triglycerides. And, you know, I saw him in the office the other day and like, why in the world do you have high triglycerides? You're on a very, very low carb diet. Well, I discovered he was drinking bulletproof coffee, which had a lot of butter and MCT oil in the morning before he went for his blood test. So that put a lot of fat in his blood. But also with you, do you know what your hemoglobin A1C is? That's an average of your blood sugar over time. If you happen to know that number, that's a critical number for people to know.
Right, I don't know. Haven't actually had blood work in a while, but I will check these factors out for sure.
Okay, because if you have high triglycerides, high hemoglobin A1C, if you have more belly fat and a bad body composition, so then maybe, just maybe, you're a candidate for a low-carb diet. So you're concerned about the sugar that may be present in grains. Well, look, grains are a source of starch, and just a little basic biochemistry is that starches are like necklaces of glucose molecules. So they're, depending on how high fiber they are, they're broken down more or less quickly in the body so that, instant oatmeal has a more rapid breakdown of the glucose in it than, say, steel-cut oats. But they all do release glucose or sugar into your system. And if you want a quick and easy way to lose weight, you go real low on your carbs. Even go keto diet, ketogenic, which means, you know, you're just going to have green leafy vegetables, minimal fruit, grains, and mostly animal protein. Yeah, that's a way to actually shed a lot of pounds if you are insulin resistant. So, yes, indeed, you're right. So, do you consume a lot of bread, pasta, whole grains? You know, they're generally thought to be good for you because they do have fiber and beneficial nutrients. But for some people, you got to draw the line.
Right. I'm not, like, totally reliant. I usually eat, like, a bread a day. You know, in the morning I'll have a Ezekiel type of sandwich. I'm a big nut eater, for example. I'll eat a meat and a vegetable at nighttime. I do some brown rice sometimes. So I'm not real heavy, but
so what you need, you know, since you don't have your blood tests, you could use a nutritional assessment. You could get a basic series of blood tests, not expensive, then be seen by a professional nutritionist, somebody who's medically knowledgeable, a medical doctor who is well-versed in nutrition or a certified nutrition specialist, and get a workup, get an opinion on, you know, where your diet should be headed, what your eventual risks are. I mean, this is what I do for a living. You know, in the office, we do assessments on people like you. And it may just be that you're doing fine, you know, keep on keeping on, that there's no problem. Because we demonize carbohydrates. We say, oh, my goodness, this is a carb. You know, it's like, well, different strokes for different folks. Yeah, the poor cow, you know, a lot of people are avoiding milk because they think it's toxic poison. When it comes to carbohydrates, we'll talk about that in the second hour, because the big question is, well, if high fructose corn syrup is bad for you, what about fruit? Should we all be minimizing fruit? A lot of people are, because they're very concerned about the carbohydrates, and especially the fructose, which for some people is the demon spawn that's present in fresh fruit. Should we all be avoiding it? That question we'll take up when we return. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Flashback to Obamacare. Health insurance costs for employers are set to take their biggest jump in years. How does this affect you? Good luck getting a raise. With inflation still high, don't expect a thank you card from those who got subsidized health insurance.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. In the stalemate that is the UAW strike against the big three automakers, CEO pay is a central part of the argument for a big worker wage increase. UAW President Sean Fain maintains because CEO pay is raised by 40% over the past 4 years, workers should get similar raises. Negotiators go back to the bargaining table as we enter day four of the standoff. A Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department deputy dead after being ambushed in his patrol car yesterday.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer was shot while driving his patrol car in Palmdale, about 61 miles northeast of L.A. in the evening. A passerby found him.
I think it was a targeted act. Based on what we know now.
Luna says they're aware of surveillance video that may have captured the shooting.
We need to get this guy off the street, guy or guys. He's a public safety threat.
He also says the 30-year-old deputy comes from a police family and just got engaged.
From everything I know about Ryan, people absolutely loved and adored him.
I'm Julie Walker.
Former President Trump's senior advisor Jason Miller says Democrats keep believing that they put the pressure on Mr. Trump will deflect from President Biden's dismal performance. But Miller says voters know better.
Voters around the country are saying we want to bring prices down. We're sick and tired of the inflation. I mean, this 18% cumulative inflation number is killing people. I mean, 61% of the country lives paycheck to paycheck. 58% think that, three quarters think the inflation is getting worse.
Speaking on the Salem News Channel, Miller says a historic early $25 million ad buy targeting their historical base in mostly blue states shows just how panicked Democrats are. News and analysis at townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A Bronx daycare owner and tenant in the building are under arrest after a 1-year-old dies from apparent opioid exposure and 3 other young kids are sickened.
Police say Bronx daycare owner Gray Mendez and Carlisto Acevedo Brito are facing charges including murder, assault, and criminal possession of narcotics, including fentanyl. A kilo press used to package large quantities of drugs was found, according to police, who say on Friday daycare workers could not wake the children after a nap. EMS was called, Narcan administered, but the 1-year-old died. Mayor Eric Adams.
It is a real wake-up call for individuals who have opioids or fentanyl in their homes.
An 8-month-old and a 2-year-old were revived. Another 2-year-old, who'd already been picked up by their mother, was taken to the hospital after she realized something was wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A good alibi pays off.
A judge has acquitted a Minnesota man accused of killing three people in a case that turned on an alibi defense. Judge Kelly Olmstead Friday found Antonio Dupree Wright not guilty of all charges. Wright had waived a jury trial. Prosecutors charged him with second-degree murder and attempted murder, alleging he was the man who shot the victims 1 year ago in St. Paul. But the defense produced evidence showing Wright was in Chicago at the time. Jason Walker reporting.
More indoor farms are launching and expanding while others quickly die off. Experts are claiming this summer marked the groundbreaking of a huge vertical farming operation in Virginia. Kroger expanding its availability of vertically farmed produce. But on the flip side, there was a five-year-old company called Planted Detroit that went out of business just months after its CEO announced big growth plans. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Being here. And today we have a wonderful program in store. We have my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And look, you're going to want to write this information down. You're going to want to reach out to Ben. And you may not need his services today. Maybe you'll need them down the road. Maybe you know someone who could benefit from the wonderful services offered by Home Downsizing Solutions. Here is the phone number. It's toll-free, 855-291-5005, or you can visit their wonderful website. It's a new website. It's very good, homedownsizing.com. And with that, Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on again today, and look forward to talking to everyone that's listening today, and as always, hopefully I can impart some great information for them.
All right, excellent. You always do. And Ben, you know, we earlier in the week we had lunch together. We were just talking about a lot of stuff, and we started really realizing that when we work with families, and I do the same thing, but we were talking about your business and helping seniors, you buy their house in an as-is condition, and then you help them, with that transition to that next step, because they can walk away from their house in an as-is condition. Maybe there's a lot of stuff still left in it. So, but you actually work with a lot of other related services and other related professional service providers.
That's correct. We really can benefit or add to the benefits of some of those other services, whether it's a senior placement agent, whether it's a senior move manager, whether it's one of the many companies that deal with people's stuff that's in the house these days.
Okay.
And, of course, as you know, there's different levels of dealing with stuff. Some people have a lot of valuable items that it's worth having an estate sale, and so they will have an estate sale company come in and do that. But at some point, there's usually stuff in the house that that the seller doesn't care about anymore, mm-hmm. or the estate sale company cannot monetize. And so that's some of the ways that we can help with those services and with the seller to, when we buy a house, buying it completely as is, whether it has a little bit of stuff in or whether it has a lot of stuff in or whether it's completely full of stuff that that nobody wants. Maybe an aggressive collector that has been there a long time and just doesn't know what to do. So we can kind of assist or facilitate any of those types of services.
Okay, and that makes sense. And so you gave a really good example over our lunch this last week where a lot of estate sale companies or services, unless there is enough quality monetizable, is that a word?
some form of that, I think. Monetizing to make it a value, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So as long as there's enough stuff in the house that is worth enough for them to be able to have the estate sale and they would make enough to make it worth their while, and it would also generate enough to make it worth the homeowner's time invested, et cetera. That works great, but if they don't have enough of that, okay, how can you help? Because that probably describes a lot of people.
I think it does, and I think the one way that we had talked during lunch is a situation that we ran into recently where a family had some collectibles, but really wasn't.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic
take pictures of everything and get that sale ready.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's not enough there, it's just not worth their while. But in this situation, they were also faced with needing to sell the house in a certain length of time, or wanted to anyway, but the estate sale company couldn't get there for 2 months. And so one of the things that we can do, or one of the ways that we can work with a house, we can go ahead and buy the house so that there is no clock ticking for the seller anymore and give that estate sale company a couple months to get in there to have that sale so that the collectibles could be monetized for the family. And whatever's left in the house, we'll take care of. So it kind of helps all the parties out in that situation.
So I described that in the lady that we had lunch with, and she really lit up when you started to really connect all of those dots because, frankly, I don't know if anyone else with that flexibility of what it feels to me, or I can just envision, you're really building a bridge, and you're helping someone from point A to point B. And if they need to sell the house, relatively quickly, but the estate sale company or any other service that they may be waiting on, if they're backed up, and like you said, it's a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, 45 days, whatever it is, they're stuck. And so you are able to bridge that gap between you sell the house as is, they have cash in hand. You are very generous in your service because you could actually stay in the house even after the closing for a period of time if that would be needed. We can talk about that in a minute if someone's moving to senior care to a senior care community. But that allows them to get the transaction done, cash in hand, and then while we're waiting on this other professional service then to become available, and everyone wins in that situation.
That's absolutely correct, especially if the family needed money from that house to make the transition to a senior care community or some type of senior living or had to buy into a community that gives them the cash they need immediately, and it allows them to monetize those collectibles or any other items of value in the house without a real forced time frame on them. So everybody can work according to their time schedules, monetize everything as well as possible, and once everybody's done, we take the house as is, and they're done.
See, that is so fantastic, and so for our listeners, if this is resonating with you, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, Ben sounds like a great guy. He's willing to work with his clients. He treats them right, and he comes up with solutions. He doesn't say, well, this is how it is and take it or leave it. And guess what? There are a lot of service providers out there that they're so rigid. This is how we do things. Ben takes a completely different approach, and he says, how can we do this to best benefit you and your family? And let's see. And he's very flexible, and if he can work something out, he'll work it out. If that resonates with you, reach out. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. You can also go online. It's a new website. It's fantastic. HomeDownsizing.com. And, Ben, there are, you know, there might be some individuals out there, maybe even some services that, you know, we will buy your house as is for cash, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing that I think really, one of the things I love about Home Downsizing Solutions is you've been doing this for over 25 years. You're not a rookie in this business. You're very experienced. But over the years, you found yourself in the niche of serving seniors and their families.
Correct. It has been a process over the years, and the one thing that I've always tried to do is to provide the best benefits, to provide best services, and the services with the most value to my clients. That's what I've always attempted to do by creating those different services, such as buying a house but letting a person stay in it, because it's come from a necessity of what my clients needed to do in order to proceed.
And so what that means is they can sell the house, again, have cash in hand in a fairly short period of time. They still have all their stuff. They're still in the house, but you're not going to kick them out. Okay, so we closed, mm-hmm. right? Give me your keys, and you're out. That does not happen with Home Downsizing Solutions.
That does not happen. We're very flexible. We make whatever we need to do happen to take care of the home seller, the homeowner, and their family to get them and that take care of that transition to the next home or apartment community.
And that's just one of the things I love is they can stay in the house as is, not forever, but for a period of time, even after the closing. And frankly, I haven't heard of any other service that offers that much flexibility. Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. To purchase a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182-horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Right back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To purchase a home downsizing solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. You do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. And Ben, you've mentioned before it may be a benefit to come from a different industry.
It certainly can. I think it's incredibly important for an ideal candidate for our franchise to have worked with seniors before in one of the various aspects of a transition from a house to a smaller home, apartment, or other senior living arrangement, and to know the challenges that a senior or their family goes through in that process. So I think that's incredibly important to have a knowledge or experience in that, such as a senior move manager or as a placement agent or one of the affiliated associated businesses like that. But if a person also has an interest in the real estate aspect, that's where when they have both of those interests, I think that's a great position to be in for a candidate for us. Because when you have the empathy for the family, when you can associate with what the family needs and are going through, in that transition, and you can provide the service to take care of the real estate to make that transition much less stressful and easier to make the transition, I think that's an ideal situation that we can play a big role in.
And I think someone who has a heart for serving seniors, and if you have a heart for serving seniors, you're probably working in the business of senior care in some form or fashion. And so you have that heart, and you know what? You can't train that. I think it's either there or not, right?
It sure seems to be, especially with all the businesses out there, all the things out there these days, I guess, that you look at, it seems like either people want to serve seniors or it's not there.
Yeah.
And so I think that's critically important. And being able to provide a service that takes care of the real estate, which is often the biggest transaction monetarily,
yeah,
that the senior or their family is going to have, it's critically important to do that right, to treat people the right way. And it's something that I take very seriously every time I talk to a senior or their family.
That's right. And so if you have someone, again, they have a heart for serving seniors, serving their families, and they want to solve the issue of what do we do with the real estate. And again, it's the largest piece of it monetarily, like you mentioned. And that's unbelievably stressful too, by the way.
Yes.
What are we going to do with this house? I've been in for 40 years and we have foundation repairs and I've got all this stuff, and it's overwhelming. I've seen time and time again where people get so overwhelmed with all of that, just the thought of it, they just shut down and they do nothing.
Correct. And that's the worst thing that can happen, is just choosing to do nothing. And especially when you take into account maybe the adult children are dispersed throughout the country, and they're having to deal with all of this, with trying to get a parent or loved one to better care, to a better living arrangement, to where they're safe. And the house can be a hurdle and one of the problems to make that happen. And so by being able to provide not just one solution, but multiple solutions to make that happen for the family, I think is a great responsibility and a great service.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And so if someone is interested in a home downsizing solutions franchise, then would they just reach out to you and express an interest in a particular territory or a city or county, or how does all that work?
Sure. They can certainly go to the website, homedownsizing.com. There's a tab for franchising on the website.
Okay.
They can call my office, and we will certainly be happy to talk to them, answer any questions that they may have about the opportunity, and we're certainly looking for the right people throughout the country.
Absolutely. So, again, reach out to Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or go online at homedownsizing.com. And if you think about it, you know, this is a reasonable cost to get into business for yourself in a protected territory, delivering a very meaningful service, making a huge positive impact for seniors and their caregivers and their family members. And you're just such an integral part of helping them solve one of the biggest challenges that they're going to deal with. What do we do with the house? What do we do with all this stuff? Can I sell the house and have cash in hand before I move? Well, then will I have to move out and find some other place while I'm waiting on my assisted living apartment to become available? Guess what? You get to solve all of that in a protected territory in your area. Okay, and deliver a very meaningful service and feel great about the service that you provide. Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I know you've written a book. Is it Home Downsizing Secrets, I believe?
It is, Home Downsizing Secrets, and you can certainly get a free copy just by going to the website and requesting one at homedownsizing.com. And or call the office, and we can sure mail one to you. But I think there's a lot of great information in there about the process of transitioning from your current house to a new smaller home or apartment or other senior living arrangement. And so be happy to provide that to anyone that might like a copy.
What's the most important element in that entire book? I know it's all important, it's all related, but if there's a key point or takeaway, I just put you on the spot. So.
You did. I think maybe two things. One is I talk to a lot of people that just have no idea how to even make that first step.
So what do you do to start
the
process? Yeah,
that's correct. People are just so overwhelmed, understandably, if you've been in your house for 20, 30, 40 years. Where do I even start? And so I would say that's a huge thing.
That's how do you eat the elephant one bite at a time, right? And here's your first bite. So that's very important. That's really good.
That's correct. That's the one primary thing. And I'd say a second issue is, of course, from what I do, working with the right real estate professional. There's a lot of different choices out there, a lot of different options.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone should work with someone that can give them multiple options. So not just the person that is going to push listing their house, not just the person that is going to push a cash home buyer buying their house, but someone that can give a person the options that are available to them and explain the positives and negatives of those options so that it fits the homeowner's unique situation the best.
See, and I love that because you can you know, buy the house as is, or you can tell them, hey, this is probably a better retail sale. So, again, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. We're online at homedownsizing.com. And, Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, for having me, and hopefully the listeners got some value out of our conversation.
I know they did. I know they did. Thanks so much again. And don't go away. We have some more special guests in studio coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Miller Show a few weeks back, we talked about AI influencers, make-believe people who are building a following on the social networks. Why? Well, it's because they're really good-looking. We talked about what it takes to get big online. We boiled it down to a choice, either get hot or get real. If you're already hot, good for you. But if you're not, like me, you gotta get real. Be authentic. Share what you're struggling with. Share what you're excited with. And people will gravitate to you. Being yourself is a simple strategy, but when you do, your followers will sense it and you'll see your social media platforms grow.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so wanted to shift gears and talk a little bit about National Assisted Living Week, and we are right here at the end of it. It's been this entire past week, September the 10th, all the way through September the 16th, which happens to be my birthday. Thank you very much. But this year's theme for National Assisted Living Week is Season of Reflection. And just a little history, kind of interesting. It was established by the National Center for Assisted Living, the NCAL, all the way back in 1995. And National Assisted Living Week provides a unique opportunity for residents, their loved ones, staff, volunteers, and the surrounding communities to recognize the role of assisted living in caring for America's seniors and individuals with disabilities. The annual observance encourages assisted living communities around the country to offer a variety of events and activities to celebrate the individuals they serve, as well as to help educate members of the public about this distinctive aspect of long-term care. All right, so to all of you operating and working in and providing care and cooking and providing housekeeping and the nursing support and the activities and the transportation and all that you do in the area of assisted living, happy National Assisted Living Week. And I know I've been around to a lot of assisted living communities, and they all had a lot of things going on this week. And it's just a fun thing to do. I think well deserved as well. Those folks work really hard. And I'll tell you what, it's a great place to work. You're in an assisted living environment. The acuity or the medical needs of the residents, it's lower than long-term care. So it's a favorable work condition for a lot of folks, and that's why they like working there. So let's go ahead and discuss National Assisted Living Week and assisted living in general. Let's just break this down. So first of all, what is assisted living? And I'll say that it's a little bit of a misunderstood term out in the market. I describe it as assisted living as a social model that can help you with your activities of daily living. So if you hear anyone in the business use the acronym or the abbreviation ADL, and all kinds of people, look, let's just raise our hand. People in the medical business, medical community, caregiving community, we throw around acronyms like everyone should know what we're talking about. But guess what? Most people don't know what we're talking about unless they also work in the business. So I try really hard not to do that. So an ADL is your activities of daily living. So in the assisted living level of care, they can help you with some of those daily tasks. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing or taking your shower. Sometimes you may need full support, and someone literally may need to wash your body, wash your hair, rinse you off, I mean the whole thing, because you just may not be able to do that. Maybe you're fairly independent, but maybe a little unsteady on your feet. So you get into the shower, you pull the curtain, and then there's a caregiver that is nearby, just in maybe in the bathroom, just off to the side. And we would refer to that as standby assistance. So if you're starting to feel a little wobbly or a little weak or you have any concerns whatsoever, someone's right there to help you if needed. And maybe you're somewhere in the middle of that. But they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing or showering. They can help you minimally or fully with getting dressed. Now, maybe, again, maybe you're fairly independent, but you can't quite reach down to get those socks on. Or maybe you need a little help with only with getting your shirt kind of over your head, and then you can kind of pull that down. Maybe you're losing some of the dexterity in your fingers, and maybe it's kind of hard to button your buttons. Or maybe it's difficult to get your shoes on and tie your shoes because of that bending. Okay? So if you think about it, some of these activities of daily living, we just take it for granted for decades and decades, right? And we're able to do those things until one day we're not able to do those things. And at that time, you need a little bit of help with some of these things. So you're bathing, you're dressing, you're grooming. You may need a little bit of help brushing your teeth, combing your hair, shaving, putting on some makeup, whatever your needs are. They can help you out with those sort of things. They can also help you use the toilet. Now, again, how many times have we all used the restroom? And it's just automatic for decades and decades and decades. And then all of a sudden, you need some help. Well, they can help you. They can help you in and out of the bathroom, on and off the toilet. Maybe that's all the help you need. Maybe you need full assistance in using the bathroom. Okay, they can help you out with those sort of things. And then they will distribute your medications, and that is super, super important. And the older you get, the more and more important it becomes to take your medications properly, take them on time, don't miss any medications. And if you have certain diseases, it becomes critical that you take them exactly on time. But, you know, just an average situation, you don't want to miss your blood pressure medication because your blood pressure goes up and all of a sudden you're at risk for all these other things. And, oh, by the way, and you won't feel right. You won't feel as well. So they can help you with those sort of things. They offer a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. And I'll tell you, the social engagement part is something that I think a lot of people undervalue greatly. But I've heard so many times that, well, you know, my wife lives at home with me, but we don't talk much. I mean, I think she's kind of bored. And if she had some other people to be around and maybe meet some new friends and some new things to do that we don't have around the house, I really think that would help her kind of cheer up. And I think it would really improve her quality of life. And so, I mean, I've heard that a lot from a lot of my clients. Okay, they have doctors that essentially make house calls. So you'll have at least a primary care physician, usually someone that specializes in gerontology, or they could be a general practitioner or internal medicine, et cetera. But you'll have a physician that will come to your assisted living community and make a house call and save you a trip out. They also have nurse practitioners and physician assistants that would also come in when the doctor is not available to come in. They're all available 24 hours a day. So it's very nice to have that kind of medical support and then the convenience of that house call. You also have other medical specialists that will come into the assisted living community. So you could have a podiatrist or a dental hygienist. Or you could have a psychiatrist or psychologist come in, a counselor. You could have social workers that come in. You could have an audiologist and an optometrist coming in doing eye exams and that sort of thing. So a lot of medical support as far as basically a doctor's visit. Okay, but you have to understand this is not a medical model. It's just not a medical model at all. And all of these assisted living communities, and I'm not throwing them under the bus, so to speak, and I'm not poo-pooing assisted living. It's a fantastic option for so many people, but you need to understand they all have their limitations because, again, it's a social model. They provide an incredible amount of support. It's just not medically based or medical in nature. It's more of that daily support, with the exception of distributing the medications. All right, so that is something very, very important to understand. Also need to understand that this is the second, what I would call the second most difficult level of care to navigate on your own. And I'll explain that after the break and into the next segment. But this is not a standardized model. So if you look at long-term care, that's a very standardized model. They all offer about the same thing. Now, some deliver better than others, obviously. Okay, but in the world of assisted living, there's a wide lane that they can operate, and I'm going to explain that coming up next. I'm also going to talk about the price structure of assisted living, the average cost. You're not going to want to miss that, so don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy. But you've never been interested in easy. You joined because you were not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor. Thanks. Read a little thing I wrote called The Federalist Papers. Yes. I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I lost the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-strapped, I pushed past that. Now some sickle makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency, yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter. Nope. I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Does anybody know what this crypto thing means? Nope. To me, sounds like the new get-broke-quick scheme. A bunch of fools from across the land investing in something they don't even understand. Buying Litecoin Cash, Bitcoin Dash.
It's all gonna crash and be gone in a flash. All this unsupported money's in a rational frame. And I'll be laughing all the way to my national bank.
Yeah, dude, super funny. If banks these days still help people make money, the rich get richer and we follow like we're all sheep. The banks serve Wall Street, crypto serves all streets. The interest in crypto's on rapid ascent. What's your current interest? Like 0.5%?
Ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Flashback to Obamacare. Health insurance costs for employers are set to take their biggest jump in years. How does this affect you? Good luck getting a raise. With inflation still high, don't expect a thank you card from those who got subsidized health insurance.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so I was talking about the limitations of assisted living. Again, a tremendous amount of support. But if you hear someone say, well, we're an age-in-place community, and our goal is to have you here for, you know, the rest of your life. And that is certainly their goal. But there's some things that the vast majority of places are just not going to be able to handle. Now, I would say one step over that line that would cause you to need to move to long-term care would be a two-person transfer. Meaning it takes two staff people or maybe even a mechanical lift to help the resident move from point A to point B. Now, let me say that some assisted living communities are staffed to do that, and they do offer that. I would say the majority do not. Okay, so that's one thing. Another issue or limitation with assisted living, if there's wound care involved, they just don't have the staffing. They don't have the nursing horsepower on site to take care of that. Now, if it's something that's fairly minor, you might be able to have a Medicare-certified home health agency come in and have their nurses come in and make visits to take care of that. But if it's anything significant at all, you're going to have to move from the vast majority of assisted living communities. Another thing they're not going to be able to do is they're not going to be able to provide catheter care. So if you have a urinary catheter, that's going to be a problem. If you have, if you require tube feeding, maybe you have a PEG tube, a little tube that's stitched, that goes literally straight into your gut and kind of sticks out of your stomach. It's kind of stitched in place right there. And you have to put liquid nutrition through that feeding tube, and then that has to be flushed. They're not going to be able to do that. They won't be able to do any IV therapy, flushing out any ports, PIC lines, anything like that. So if you start getting into any of those sort of things, then you're going to have to move. And so that would exceed most of the thresholds of most of these assisted living communities. Again, because it's a social model, it's not a medical model, and all those things are getting into the area of medical care. Now, one thing that I do like that I see a lot of assisted living communities now have a third-party provider in-house providing physical therapy, occupational therapy. Those are the two main ones, and maybe even some speech therapy. And that's really valuable. If you're having gait or balance issues or shuffling, or you need to strengthen, regain your balance, a lot of different things that they can help out with. And maybe practicing transferring with a transfer board for safety in and out of the shower, that kind of thing, in and out of the bathtub, et cetera. Those things, you could bring in a Medicare certified home health agency again to help you out with that. But a lot of assisted living communities now have that third party therapy provider right there on site in the house. And I think that's a really, really good thing. And again, this is the second most difficult level of care to navigate because there's a wide lane. It's not a standardized model. So some assisted living communities choose to provide a minimal level of support. And it's their right to do that. And it's all about marketing and what they're trying to accomplish. Hey, we have very independent residents here. We're super active. We're doing this, we're doing that. And they'll help you out a little bit with some of this stuff. And that's what they do. And that's fine. Some assisted living communities will bend over backwards to keep you from having to move to a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. They're on the way high end of what they can provide. And then, oh, by the way, a whole bunch that are somewhere in the middle. So this one is difficult. If you're going to need assisted living now or in the near future or at any time in the future, I would invite you to reach out to Senior Care Consulting. You can just go online, seniorcareconsulting.com, or give us a call at 913-945-2800. We can definitely make that search and selection process very, very simple for you. We roll out the red carpet for our clients. Okay, on to the pricing. So, first of all, I would say pricing comes down to a couple of things. Number one, the size of your apartment. So, a studio apartment is less than a one-bedroom, is less than a two-bedroom, right? That just makes sense. So, you're paying for the amount of space that you have and you're occupying. And then number two, how much care you need. So, if you need a little bit of help, not with all these pricing models, but if you need a little bit of help, generally speaking, you're going to pay less than another resident requiring more help than you. So the three most common pricing models are this. So I would say the most common pricing model is what they would call a base plus level of care. So there's a base charge or base cost. That's for your apartment, your meals, you know, all the stuff. Plus a level of care charge. And the level of care charge would add, you know, maybe another $500 or $600. It depends on how many levels they have. A lot of places have three, a lot of places have four or five. So let's say if the average assisted living cost is somewhere between, you know, say $5,000 to $6,000, and that's going to depend on where you live. The average might be a little lower in some places. It could definitely be higher in some of these larger metropolitan areas. $5,000 to $6,000, pretty common. If I wanted to spread that out a little bit, I'd say maybe $5,000 to $6,500. But if you have a base charge of $4,000, and then on top of that base charge of $4,000, we'll have a level of care charge. And let's say they have five levels of care: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's say each level of care is $600. So you have the $4,000. It could be $4,600. It could be $5,200. It could go all the way up to a maximum of $7,000. So that's that one. You have the flat fee for service, where it's just, let's say, it's $6,200 all inclusive. Whether you need a little help or a lot of help, it's just a flat fee for service per month. And then the one that I hear the most complaints about is a base charge plus an a la carte charge. They charge you for every little tiny thing. They're just trying to be accurate in their charges, but a lot of people don't like that. They feel like they're being nickeled and dimed a little bit. Okay, but that's the third one. And then you have a community fee, which is pretty common across all of these types of assisted living communities and pricing models. And a community fee is a one-time upfront fee that you would pay coming in the door. All right, again, if you need help with finding the right assisted living community, reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We can definitely help you make the whole process very simple for you. 913-945-2800. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Who stands where has become an issue for one Republican presidential candidate ahead of an upcoming debate.
Senator Tim Scott's campaign told the RNC that since Iowa's caucus is the leadoff to GOP balloting next year, polling results from Iowa should be the primary consideration for podium placement at the debate later this month. In the first debate last month, Scott was second from the right edge of the stage. He's hoping to be placed in a better position that would make him more a part of the conversation. In response, the RNC said the party welcomes input from candidates. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, questions about his age continue to dog President Biden. According to a new Reuters Ipsos poll, 77% of respondents, including 65% of Democrats, say the president's too old to be reelected. If he does happen to make it back to the White House, Mr. Biden would be 82 when he begins a second term. Elsewhere, for a divided Libya, disastrous floods have become a rallying cry for unity.
The terrible flooding that has killed more than 11,000 people has fostered national solidarity among Libyans, long governed by opposing powers. Collective grief has morphed into cries for unity in a country blighted by 12 years of conflict and division. The tragedy has also ramped up pressure on the country's leading politicians, viewed by some as the architects of the catastrophe. The oil-rich country has long been divided between rival administrations since 2014, with an internationally recognized government in Tripoli and a rival authority in the east, where the worst of the floods hit. I'm Charles Tulledesma.
And for the latest news and best analysis, log on to townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Meanwhile, in the longtime Starbucks leader, Howard Schultz, stepping down from the company's board of directors.
Schultz is credited for transforming the Seattle-based business into the coffee giant it's known as today. Starbucks said his departure from the board is part of a planned transition. After purchasing Starbucks in 1987, Schultz headed the company as CEO until 2000 and again between 2008 and 2017. He later came out of retirement to return as interim CEO while the company searched for a new chief executive last year.
That's Jeremy House reporting. New research shows the cost of renter's insurance remains prohibitive for many, including in places most frequently and hardest hit by natural disasters. A new analysis from the nonprofit Financial Health Network finds the uneven distribution of insurance coverage. Townhall.com. Most fast food workers in California would get a raise next year under a new bill in the state legislature.
The bill would raise the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 per hour. The current minimum wage in California for all industries is $15.50 per hour. The new minimum wage would take effect April 1st. The agreement ends a tense standoff between labor unions and the fast food industry over wages and working conditions. The fast food industry has agreed to withdraw a referendum from the 2024 ballot that would challenge a similar law Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed last year. John Scott report.
West Virginia University gives final approval to a wide-ranging cuts in academic programs and faculty positions to try to address a $45 million budget shortfall. The University Board of Governors voted to drop 28 of its majors and cut 147 faculty positions on its Morgantown campus. More stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got podcasts throughout the week, but this is our program that goes out across the U.S. and Canada and is available to you via your radio or via online. You've got a mobile device. You've got a smart speaker. You can listen to Intelligent Medicine in real time. 877-726-8255, our number. The ground rules has to do with Intelligent Medicine. That means the best of natural therapies, the best of high-tech therapies. If you've got a medical dilemma, if you have a health conundrum, 877-726-8255 is the number to call. Or if you simply have a comment about what's going on the health front or about something that I said on the program, 877-726-8255, our number this hour and next. Okay, this week we've got lots to talk about, but I'm going to focus on sugar. And these days I think it is a verity that sugar is bad for you, that we're consuming all too much. And I'm going to take an especially close look at fructose, fruit sugar. We get it from fruit, but we also get it in Trojan horse fashion from our sugar-sweetened beverages. Even juice is often spiked with extra high-fructose corn syrup. Candies are, many processed foods are, even ketchup and condiments are. And so we're getting a big dollop of that particular type of sugar. We're going to focus on that in just a few moments. 877-726-8255, our number. And so this week, the headline in Medscape: study offers dozens of reasons to cut sugar. and it's based on a new study just out this week. A new compilation of nearly all research to date on the health impacts of sugar offers dozens of reasons to cut back now. To give you an idea, the daily per capita intake of sugar on average in the U.S. by U.S. adults is 126.4 grams per day of sugar. Now, do the math, because a teaspoon is about 4.5 grams. A heaping teaspoon, yeah, 5 grams of sugar. So if you do the math, 126 divided by 5, that means that the average American is consuming about 25 teaspoons of sugar per day. And the recommendation is not to completely cut sugar. The recommendation is to reduce it to about 11 grams per day. That would be a couple of teaspoons per day. Who's doing that? So in this study, researchers from China and the U.S. collaborated, and they rounded up 8,601 scientific studies. They combined them in something called a meta-analysis to evaluate sugar's impact on 83 different health outcomes. Now, this accounts for decades of research on this subject, stretching back to the beginning of the largest electronic databases for scientific papers. So what they found is that the world's most common health problems, like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, heart attack, high cholesterol, cancer, and depression, were associated, very closely associated with sugar intake. The research looked at studies that evaluated the impacts of consuming free sugars, which means any food that contains processed or naturally occurring sugars, like table sugar, honey, or maple syrup. So it didn't really distinguish. What they found, that they actually discriminated between these free sugars, these added sugars, and sugar that's found in whole fruits and vegetables and in milk. Milk contains sugar, but it's in the form of lactose, unless it's sugar-sweetened chocolate milk or something like that. U.S. dietary guidelines recommend getting no more than 10% of daily calories from added sugar, and that's still a lot. That's still a lot. For a typical 2,000 calorie per day diet, that equals no more than 200 calories, or about 12 teaspoons. That's still a lot. The CDC reports that the average person consumes 17 teaspoons per day. To give you some context, a 12-ounce can of soda contains the equivalent of 9 teaspoons of sugar. So what did they find? Well, first of all, correlation is not necessarily causation, because people eat a lot of sugar. They also do a lot of other bad things. They don't exercise. They eat a lot of other bad fast food. Their lifestyles are less healthy. And generally, they're less educated and more impoverished. So they may lead hard lives that cause them to be exposed to industrial pollutants. Maybe they live in the bad part of town, more exposed to exhaust fumes, factory fumes, etc., bad water. They found that the dietary pattern of eating a lot of sugar was associated with more frequent smoking and drinking, lower physical activity levels, and more time spent watching television, i.e. sedentary activity. So correlation isn't necessarily causation, but there's a lot of causation and a little bit of correlation. And what they found specifically, and this is kind of scary, we know weight gain, gout, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, certain cancer types. What were the cancers? Dietary sugar consumption was associated with a higher risk for certain cancers, including pancreatic cancer. Of course, the pancreas is the place where sugar metabolism begins in the body. It's the place where insulin gets made. And one theory is that the pancreas gets overworked when you're consuming a lot of sugar. You develop what's called insulin resistance. You overproduce insulin to cope with the high sugar intake to process it. And eventually those cells go haywire and you develop pancreatic cancer. Also breast cancer, prostate cancer, overall cancer death, bad cardiovascular outcomes, high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. Other health conditions, 45 others, including depression, dental problems, yeah, we know, sugar rots your teeth, and, surprisingly, asthma in children. Why not? Because, yeah, sugar may adversely affect the immune system. So this is a call to action to have people reduce their intake of sugar. So the question arises, though. Oh, and by the way, additional study came out this week. It's entitled Sugary Beverages in Relation to Brain Structure and Incident Dementia. Okay, so sugary beverages, mostly sweetened these days with high fructose corn syrup, which we'll take up in just a moment. How is it different? How is this sugar different from all other sugars, to paraphrase the Passover Seder questions? Well, it turns out that fructose may have especially deleterious effects on the brain. It turns out that higher sugar-sweetened beverage intake was associated with a higher risk of dementia. Interestingly, in the study, so too was artificial sweeteners. So sweetened low-calorie or low-calorie sweeteners like NutraSweet and Splenda and Saccharin, these too were associated with higher risk of dementia. Moderate natural juice consumption was associated with a lower risk of dementia. Yeah, there's sugar in natural juice, but if you don't drink too much, it may even have a protective effect. So what's going on? The question that I'll pose and answer when we return is fructose, the demon spawn. Let's cut through the confusion. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Join the conversation today here on Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Avileski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reddit. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Monday as we welcome the Shasta County citizens advocating respect with the latest on what's happening with all aspects of our community. Also joining us is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer with the latest on good news for veterans. All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Settle back and listen and hopefully become more informed about a wide range of medical and health topics. 877-726-8255, our number if you want to get into the mix. You can pose a question, share a comment. We're talking sugar and a very big proportion of the sugar that we consume these days is in the form of fructose, specifically synthetically made high fructose corn syrup. So is fructose really the demon spawn? Should we be avoiding fruit, which after all are a source of fructose? Let's cut through the confusion. You know, there's been a long-term symbiosis, a positive, mutually beneficial interaction between humans and fruit. Ancient fruit provided sustenance to humans, not that the fruit cared. Its evolutionary impetus to be sweet and attractive was to entice paleo humans to consume it and then spread its seeds far and wide, because the seeds are relatively indigestible, and you eat fruit and you may poop out the seeds, and yeah, you can then propagate a plant that can't just get up and walk to the other side of the mountain. So in turn, fruit nourished humans, not merely with calories, which was actually very important. You know, calories, very valuable in prehistoric times, because humans virtually were always up against it with starvation. But also fruit provided beneficial polyphenols to humans. And this ensured that the seed dispersers, that is us, would remain healthy and mobile. But paleo fruit was really paltry and seasonal. If you look at the way fruit was, apples were like little nubbly crab apples, and there weren't big succulent melons. You know, they were tiny and not that sweet. And same thing with berries. Wild berries tend to be tart,
And many of the fruits that we now enjoy are the results of thousands of years of cultivation and hybridization and even genetic modification. So their sugar content's a far cry from that of their ancient predecessors. And we also have refrigeration and transport, which means we can get fruit all the time throughout the year, even in a season when it's cold and there's no fruit around. So from fruits we get fructose, and that and honey were our main sources of fructose until very recently in my lifetime, until the 1960s. I think it was around 1957 that they invented a process by which they could take corn and through a process of refining turn it into something called HFCS, high fructose corn syrup. And this actually coincided with the geopolitical constraint of our estrangement from Cuba. You know, the Cuba went to communism and we couldn't export as much sugar cane. High fructose corn sugar is actually cheaper to make than table sugar, which comes mostly from sugar beets. And here's a factoid. The U.S. is second only to Russia in cultivation of sugar beets, but it's actually cheaper to make high fructose corn syrup through an industrial process. 95% of sugar beets are GMO, as is corn now. So the way that high fructose corn syrup is made, you take cornstarch, which is composed of a necklace of glucose molecules, and you process it via enzymatic fermentation, and it yields a mixture which is roughly 50-50 fructose and glucose. Now, sucrose actually contains fructose, but sucrose is a disaccharide. It's two sugars linked together. And glucose is a single molecule, and so is fructose. So there's a problem. But first is the quantitative leaf in fructose consumption that the ubiquity of high fructose corn syrup represents. It's just everywhere, in everything, and it's cheap, and it's satisfying and enticing. It'll make everything taste better. The second is that unlike table sugar, which is sucrose, two molecules of sugar that need to be broken down, high fructose corn syrup delivers its fructose load more readily because there's no chemical bond joining the glucose and the fructose as in sucrose. And finally, the entirety of U.S. surplus fructose consumption now comes from the addition of high fructose corn syrup to non-traditional, highly palatable ultra-processed foods. So check out these statistics. High fructose corn syrup use in the United States began in the late 1960s. It peaked in the late 1990s. It's been fairly steady. There was a skyrocketing of availability of high fructose corn syrup from 4% to 12% to 36% of total sweeteners across the 10 years from 1975 to 1985, which is like the Carter-Reagan era. And the per capita availability of high fructose corn syrup increased 61%. From 1985 to 1993, high fructose corn syrup increased to 68 grams per day in per capita consumption. And, you know, I can just reel out these numbers, but at this point, high fructose corn syrup represents about 50% of the sugar that we now take in.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and a big article coming up on the subject that we're talking about today. Fructose in our newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. We got a lot of affiliates, according to the folks at Radio America. I usually don't look at our affiliates list, but this time I did. I downloaded it, and we've got affiliates in Alaska, Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Indiana, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan. I think we have a caller from Michigan we're about to take in just a moment. Minnesota, Missouri, we've got Tennessee. We've got New Hampshire. We've got New York, Ohio, Wyoming, Pennsylvania. We've got affiliates across the country. And you can listen via your local radio station, AM or FM, or you can listen online, as many people do, or catch our podcasts, which are downloadable from usual podcast sources or from our website at drhoffman.com. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, so if you can't call during the show, you can record a question. But we've got a live caller, Tori from Long Island. Are you listening online, Tori?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here. Sorry, I got disconnected. I am interested in knowing about the CBS pathways and when they don't function properly and you have a sulfur sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do for it? What can you do for it?
What Tori's talking about is nutrigenomics. And it turns out that you can sometimes predict your additional requirements for certain nutrients based on a genetic profile. All you have to do is submit a saliva sample and send it to a lab that analyzes it. And they'll tell you if you have problems with metabolizing certain things. For example, some people have trouble metabolizing folate, so they need to take methylated folate in a prepared form, like a special form of not just old-fashioned folic acid, but sort of a hyped-up, body-ready form of methylated folate. Same thing with B12. Some people have problems with a B12 pathway. Other people have a problem with the transsulfuration pathway, which apparently somebody has pointed out to you, and that is often associated with detoxification. So do you have trouble when you drink wine? Is that are you what they call a cheap date?
Yeah.
Okay. And wine is high in sulfates, and to handle sulfites, you require more of certain nutrients. So the key nutrients that make a difference are B6, and a little bit of a weird one, molybdenum, or moly, not the drug, but the micronutrient molybdenum, and to some extent manganese, and potentially betaine hydrochloride is sometimes helpful. Also, these patients don't do too well in terms of manufacturing glutathione, so we like glutathione as a precursor, N-acetylcysteine, or you can take glutathione products. And that should help you. Do you have chemical sensitivity as well?
No, not really.
Just a lot of allergies to foods and things?
Yes. Dairy, gluten, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. So you could take those additional nutrients and see if you can make that. It's a detox pathway, in essence. And the body has many detox pathways. And you can actually assist those detox pathways with taking certain nutrients. And depending on the flaw in your metabolism, and this is genetic. It's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You may be born with this transsulfuration pathway weakness so that your cup runneth over, so to speak, in terms of allergies more easily than other people when hit with an allergic challenge. So
right.
I think That's the import of that. Have you talked to your doctor about that, or naturopath, or whoever administered the test?
Yeah, I just actually discovered it, and am working to find someone who understands it well enough. Gastroenterologists don't seem to.
No, they don't. That is not their forte. In fact, there's a woeful lack of understanding of nutrition, and in particular, nutrigenomics is a new science, and I think there are very few people who really have mastered it. Even in the integrative community, I've noticed sometimes people just say, oh, take a lot of B vitamins. Okay, well, that may work for some people. For other people, it might send them on a jag. They might get hyperstimulated and blown away from the B. So you have to understand the full picture, not just one, what is called a SNP. SNP is, a code for a certain enzyme in the body, and the SNPs interact with one another, and sometimes one doesn't work well, the other one works too well, and you kind of have to look at the whole picture. So I think there are some basic suggestions you can follow, and check back in with us in a few weeks or months if you see any improvements. We'd love to hear from you. 877-726-8255, our number. We got another call. Nancy from Michigan. Michigan, are you listening via one of our affiliates on the radio?
Yes, I am. I'm originally from Connecticut, so I just moved here, so I don't know if I'm on your New York band as well.
All right. Lucky you. You got an affiliate where you live. Great.
Great. Yep. Question. We're just talking about B vitamin, and I'm familiar with people being very short on B, but I've had blood work, and my B is extremely high.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous about it, and I have not retested.
Okay.
So maybe you can guide me.
Okay, so I can enlighten you on that. First of all, do you take a B complex or B vitamins or even a multi?
I take a Super B, and then I had Barrett's esophagus, and then I started taking B12 with the folate.
Right.
So I don't know if I've overdosed. I don't know how long.
Okay, so here's the deal. So here's the deal. Virtually anyone who takes any kind of B vitamin supplement, unless you have a severe impediment to B12 absorption. Some people have a condition called pernicious anemia. They don't absorb B12 taken from foods or taken even in oral supplements. They need injections. But that's relatively uncommon. So the vast majority of people who take B vitamins, and especially B12, they'll have high B12. They'll even have high folate. They'll even have high B6. And that alarms a lot of conventional doctors, because conventional doctors are taught to look at ranges. So we look at cholesterol, and if cholesterol's too high, oh, my God, we got to lower the cholesterol. If blood pressure's too high, we got to lower that. Or if liver functions are too high, we got to figure out something bad's happening here. So, but when it comes to B12, that you have to interpret that properly. You are taking B12, and hence your B12 will be high. That's a little bit like saying, oh, my goodness, Jeff Bezos has an excessive income. We have to lower that. Well, maybe some people think we should lower that, even the playing field. But it's actually an embarrassment of riches when it comes to B12. It's not harmful. B12 is almost impossible to create toxicity with.
All right, because I read it was a marker for cancer. And
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, all right. So I can rest a little easier and cut down on the B12. Just cut down on the B.
Yeah. You don't even have to. I mean, if it's helping you in other ways, I mean, it may be superfluous and maybe a waste of money that you're taking all these, multi and, two different sources of Bs. Maybe you could cut back. It's not dangerous. It's not dangerous. So I'm glad to help reassure you. And have a nice weekend, and you can sleep soundly now and not worry about your excessive B12. And I think that resonates for a lot of people. They go to the doctor, and they're like, oh, my goodness, your B12's too high. What the heck are you doing? Stop taking those B12 supplements. No, that's not the case. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. We'll continue on our theme about fructose, and in particular high fructose corn syrup. So, fructose is in fruit, and fructose is in high fructose corn syrup, which is added to everything. It's now the chief sweetener in a lot of sugar-sweetened beverages. So the vast majority have high fructose corn syrup, not good old-fashioned table sugar or sucrose, because it's cheaper. So what's the problem with fructose? Well, humans really weren't designed to consume fructose at the levels that we have now subjected ourselves to over just the last 50 or so years. And unlike sugar, glucose, which is readily used by all the tissues, it goes to the brain, it goes to the muscles, it goes everywhere, fructose is mainly metabolized by the liver and hits the liver hard. And as a result, it may be a prime instigator of something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, the incidence of which is soaring. And a recent review, and I have it here, says the negative and detrimental effects of high fructose on the liver, with special reference to metabolic disorders, it says fructose is 2 to 3 times more potent than glucose in increasing liver fat. Also, we, through our good colleague and frequent guest on Intelligent Medicine, Dr. David Perlmutter, we've gained insights into how fructose has worked for humans historically. Fructose used to be a way that we could add some calories and help to survive during hard times because it causes insulin resistance, but which helps us store fat, which is a good thing, because stored fat in the summer, it's kind of like, you know, bears eating a lot and then hibernating and burning off their fat. But through uric acid, this is a mechanism that's accomplished, and that's actually an evolutionary benefit. But the problem is when we have high intake of fructose year-long, we're going to have high uric acid. Uric acid can raise blood pressure. It can cause elevated blood sugar. It certainly is associated with gout and kidney stones, and it's a big problem. And it may... fructose also may have an effect on something called age-related glycosylation end products, or advanced glycosylation end products, appropriately abbreviated ages, which are associated with aging. They drive organ dysfunction and senescence. So the ultimate question is, okay, so avoid processed high fructose corn syrup. It's present in a lot of junk food, so don't eat that. But what about fruit? When it comes to fruit, a lot of people are becoming fruit phobic. Is it really necessary to avoid fruit to avoid excess fructose? And I'll have an answer for you in a moment. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, the best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs. A powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about The Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from The Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
On The Pat Miller Show a few weeks back, we talked about AI influencers. Make-believe people who are building a following on the social networks. Why? Well, it's because they're really good-looking. We talked about what it takes to get big online. We boiled it down to a choice. Either get hot or get real. If you're already hot, good for you. But if you're not, like me, you gotta get real. Be authentic. Share what you're struggling with. Share what you're excited with, and people will gravitate to you. Being yourself is a simple strategy, but when you do, your followers will sense it, and you'll see your social media platforms grow.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're talking dietary sugars, their deleterious effects, and we're going to focus on fructose. But we have a question that's right down our alley from Diane in Scranton, PA, the home of The Office. Great comedy series. Yeah. How are you doing, Diane?
Hi, fine. Thank you, doctor. I really appreciated Nora's call. She's one of the only people I ever heard talk about sulfur sensitivities.
So yeah, it was a good question.
Very beneficial. So my question is related to sugar content in grains. I'm not a big, like, white bread eater, but I like Ezekiel bread and spaghetti, you know.
Okay, so I think you have to individualize it because I think carbohydrates in general have been demonized. And for some people, avoidance of carbs is real beneficial, helps them lose weight. And since the majority of Americans now have metabolic syndrome, overweight, hypertension, insulin resistance, that's a pretty good strategy for a lot of people to follow. But it kind of depends. Some people who have a good metabolism are not genetically prone to insulin resistance, exercise a lot, have the ability to tolerate more carbohydrates. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You are, just give me your height and weight if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, sure. I'm generally around 125. I generally don't get over 130. Like in the wintertime, maybe I'm like 128.
Okay. You're normal height. So that sounds like an okay weight, unless you're like 4'11". Do you know what your triglycerides are? Because that's a real tell in terms of sugar metabolism.
I don't. I have no idea, really.
Okay. So hold on. If your triglycerides are high, that is generally a sign that you are more likely to have sugar intolerance. Although we did discover a guy, and he had high triglycerides. And, you know, I saw him in the office the other day, and like, why in the world do you have high triglycerides? You're on a very, very low-carb diet. Well, I discovered he was drinking bulletproof coffee, which had a lot of butter and MCT oil in the morning before he went for his blood test. So that put a lot of fat in his blood. But also with you, do you know what your hemoglobin A1C is? That's an average of your blood sugar over time. If you happen to know that number, that's a critical number for people to know.
Right, I don't know. I haven't actually had blood work in a while, but I will check these factors out for sure.
Okay, because if you have high triglycerides, high hemoglobin A1C, if you have more belly fat and a bad body composition, so then maybe, just maybe, you're a candidate for a low-carb diet. So you're concerned about the sugar that may be present in grains. Well, grains are a source of starch, and just a little basic biochemistry is that starches are like necklaces of glucose molecules. So they're, depending on how high fiber they are, they're broken down more or less quickly in the body so that, instant oatmeal has a more rapid breakdown of the glucose in it than, say, steel-cut oats. But they all do release glucose or sugar into your system. And if you want a quick and easy way to lose weight, you go real low on your carbs. Even go keto diet, ketogenic, which means, you know, you're just going to have green leafy vegetables, minimal fruit, grains, and mostly animal protein. Yeah, that's a way to actually shed a lot of pounds if you are insulin resistant. So, yes, indeed, you're right. So, do you consume a lot of bread, pasta, whole grains? You know, they're generally thought to be good for you because they do have fiber and beneficial nutrients. But for some people, you got to draw the line.
Right. I'm not, like, totally reliant. I usually eat, like, a bread a day. You know, in the morning I'll have an Ezekiel type of sandwich. I'm a big nut eater, for example. I'll eat a meat and a vegetable at nighttime. I do some brown rice sometimes. So I'm not real heavy, but.
So what you need, you know, since you don't have your blood tests, you could use a nutritional assessment. You could get a basic series of blood tests, not expensive, then be seen by a professional nutritionist, somebody who's medically knowledgeable, a medical doctor who is well-versed in nutrition or a certified nutrition specialist, and get a workup, get an opinion on, you know, where your diet should be headed, what your eventual risks are. I mean, this is what I do for a living. You know, in the office, we do assessments on people like you. And it may just be that you're doing fine, you know, keep on keeping on. That there's no problem, because we demonize carbohydrates. We say, oh, my goodness, this is a carb. You know, it's like, well, different strokes for different folks. Yeah, the poor cow, you know, a lot of people are avoiding milk because they think it's toxic poison. When it comes to carbohydrates, we'll talk about that in the second hour, because the big question is, well, if high fructose corn syrup is bad for you, what about fruit? Should we all be minimizing fruit? A lot of people are, because they're very concerned about the carbohydrates, and especially the fructose, which for some people is the demon spawn that's present in fresh fruit. Should we all be avoiding it? That question we'll take up when we return. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free. And breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first. And we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Flashback to Obamacare. Health insurance costs for employers are set to take their biggest jump in years. How does this affect you? Good luck getting a raise. With inflation still high, don't expect a thank you card from those who got subsidized health insurance. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The Federal Reserve is set to decide whether to raise the cost of borrowing once again or to leave well enough alone.
Chairman Jerome Powell will announce the Fed's decision on interest rates on Wednesday at the close of the central bank's latest two-day policy meeting. The widely held consensus among traders and analysts is that rates will stay where they're at for now. There is concern that raising rates too high too fast could tip the economy into recession. While Citibank economists do not expect a rate hike this time, they predict a quarter-point increase in November. Rich Thomason reporting.
Our authorities are asking for the public's help and offering a $250,000 reward as investigators continue their manhunt in the search for the assailant who shot and killed an L.A. County sheriff's deputy Saturday night as he sat in his patrol car at an intersection. No news to report in the ongoing standoff between the United Auto Workers and the Big Three in Detroit. Picket lines continue outside the three locations, with the union threatening more as the walkout continues. Ukraine's military said Sunday it captured the village of Klitschivka from Russian troops after months of fierce fighting. At a briefing last week, chair of the NATO Military Committee, Admiral Rob Bauer, says the counteroffensive slow pace, not due to a lack of weapons.
They are moving forwards. The Russians are pushed back every day. But there is no correlation between the defense production. It's not that they cannot move forward because they do not have enough ammunition. That is not the case.
Bauer says with the current conditions, he can't see the counteroffensive's tempo speeding up much.
They have been successful. And yes, everybody, including the Ukrainians, would love to have go faster. But it is not possible. They are fighting a very, very difficult battle.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Climate activists have sprayed orange paint onto Berlin's Brandenburg Gate to urge the German government to take more urgent action against climate change.
Members of the group The Last Generation used fire extinguishers filled with paint to spray all six columns of the popular landmark in Germany's capital on Sunday. Police cordoned off the area surrounding Brandenburg Gate and confirmed they detained 14 activists affiliated with the group.
Our thanks to Charles de Ledesma. French President Macron extending an olive branch to video gamers after previously linking computer games to rioting that rocked France earlier this year. Posting on the social media platform X, Macron backpedaled on the remarks in June where he blamed video games for having, quote, intoxicated some young rioters. Check out the latest breaking news, read the best analysis, both you can find at townhall.com. More indoor farms are launching and expanding while others quickly die off.
Officials say this summer marked the groundbreaking of a huge vertical farming operation in Virginia. And Kroger says it's expanding its availability of vertically farmed produce. But on the other side of the coin, a 5-year-old company called Planted Detroit went out of business just months after the CEO had announced huge growth plans, and two other companies fell into bankruptcy. A grower in Texas-based Eden Green Technology says the mere fact some people are failing while others succeed is going to happen in any industry. Jason Walker reporting.
A judge acquitted a Minnesota man accused of killing three people in a case that turned on an alibi defense. Man found that he was in Chicago at the time of the crime. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with The Life of Riley, and then later on, the star of that series will stop by the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. William Bendix was born and raised in New York City, in the borough of Manhattan. Yes, the fellow often equated with Brooklyn was actually raised in Midtown, the son of musician Oscar Bendix. His first acting success came on the Broadway stages, and he began showing up in films in the early 40s. He was cast as Chester A. Riley beginning in 1944, and he'll be joined in this one here by Paula Winslow as Peg, John Brown as Digger O'Dell, and Barbara Eiler as Babs. It's from February 3rd of 1950.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Chester A. Riley sets great store by education. This has been true ever since Riley, 4 years in succession, was voted the student most likely to remain in high school. He can point with pride, and never fails to do so, to son Junior's progress in high school, and daughters Babs' promising career as a freshman at college. But woe betide them if they fall behind in their studies. And this is a tale of woe.
Well, let's see what's going on in the world. Wonder how gorgeous George made out last night.
Oh, Riley, do you have to bury your nose in that paper the minute you sit down at the table?
Well, what else do you want me to do? The eggs ain't ready yet.
You might talk to your children.
Well, yeah, you're right, Peg. Since I've been working overtime, I hardly ever get to see him. Well, kids, what's... Junior, huh? Put down that comic book. Babs, put away that magazine. Reading at the table. I don't know where you kids get your manners.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Junior, how you doing in school?
Okay, I guess.
You guess, don't you know?
Well, we didn't get this month's report card yet.
Oh. Well, what about you, Babs? Shouldn't you be getting the marks from your midterm exams?
Well, they may be posted today. Oh, I hope I passed.
You hope? You better pass.
Well, it isn't always so easy, you know.
With your brain, school should be a cinch. You know, when I die, you kids won't inherit much money from me.
Well, how do you know now, Pop? Maybe you won't always be poor.
Son, I guarantee it.
Well, here's your eggs, Riley.
But there's one thing you did inherit from me, better than money, and I didn't have to die for you to get it. My brains.
I like the way you take all the credit.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm willing to be fair, Peg. They get their looks from you.
Well, that was a break.
It sure was. What do you mean, that was a break?
I was just kidding.
Riley, eat your eggs. You'll be late.
Your mother and me gave you kids a good start in life, and from now on, it's up to you to make something of yourselves.
Oh, Daddy, you're always harping on that.
Well, the trouble with you kids, you don't appreciate how lucky you are. Believe me, I wish I'd have had your chances, because I had to leave high school before I graduated.
Why'd you quit, Pop?
Well, your mother was getting impatient. We had to get married sometime.
Babsy, did you have a late cut? What's the matter?
Oh, Mother.
What is it?
I flunked my midterm math exam.
Oh, no, Babs.
I saw the results at noon. I only missed passing by a few points. I don't understand how it happened. I was sure I passed. And I studied hard for it, Mother. Honest, I did.
Well, I know you did, dear. But what happens now?
Well, I've got another chance. I can take a supplementary exam next week. If I don't pass that, I'll have to take the course over next year.
I hate to think what your father's going to say.
Oh, well, don't tell him, please.
But you've got to.
Well, wait till next week. If I pass the supplementary, everything will be all right, and then he won't have to know anything about it. Oh, please don't tell him.
Well, all right. But you better pass.
Oh, thanks, Mother. You're a darling. And don't you worry. I'll pass this time.
Oh, Riley?
Not me.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Now, Junior.
I got my report card.
Well, let me see it.
Here. Oh, it wasn't my fault, Mom. Honest, I studied.
Junior. 30 in mathematics.
I got good marks in the other subjects.
Oh, 30. Junior. First Babs and now you.
Did she flunk too?
Yes, my math.
Hey, that's swell. Now I don't look so bad.
Oh, your father really hit the ceiling when he sees this.
Oh, does he have to, Mom? You sign it. Maybe Pop will forget about it like he always does.
Well, I don't like to fool your father like this.
Oh, please. You know Pop. He'll be awful sore.
Well, I'll do it this time. But you better pass next month.
I will. You'll see.
You buckle down and work. If you spent less time on your basketball and more on your math,
I promise, Mama, I'll really work. You'll see.
Well, give me that pen.
Oh, here. Gee, thanks. You're a peach.
Now, where do I sign?
I'm home.
Your father.
Hurry up. Sign, Mom. Hurry.
Oh, here you are. Boy, what a day I had. What's that you got there, Peg? Hey, that's Junior's report card. Why are you signing? You know I always do that.
Well, I...
Let me have it, huh?
Sign here, Pop, right down here on this line.
Wait a minute. Don't rush me. Look, take your hand away. Let me look it over first. You know I always get a big kick out of seeing my son's marks.
Brace yourself for this one.
What's that?
Oh, nothing there.
Oh, let's see now. Geography, 74. Good. English, 85. Oh, very good, Junior. English is a very important subject. The guy who don't speak no good English ain't going to get nowhere. History, 79. Good. Mathematics, 30. Good.
30? 30 in math. You flunked.
Now, take it easy, Riley.
But 30. How could you get such good marks in all the other subjects and then wind up with a 30 in mathematics? The one subject I helped you with yet. Where's your brain? Your son.
Oh, so now he's my son.
Junior, I'm disgusted with you. And I was hoping to make a doctor out of you. A fine doctor you'll be with a 30 in mathematics.
What's mathematics got to do with being a doctor?
How do you expect to send out your bills?
30. Well, I couldn't help it, Pop.
I don't want to hear excuses. You don't study. That's your trouble. You don't see Babs bringing home a mark like this because she works. She studies. I never have this trouble with Babs, but you...
Yeah, Babs flunked, too.
Junior, you...
What?
You flunked your midterm.
I don't believe it.
It's true, Riley.
Oh, you know about it. Well, don't you think the least you can do is inform me when your daughter flunks?
Now, they're both mine.
Is this why I'm paying good money to send you to college to flunk?
Well, it was just one of those things.
Now, there's no excuse. You don't study. Too many dates. If you worked a little harder, you wouldn't come home with bad marks.
Now, Riley, don't get excited.
I'm not excited. You don't work enough. You don't see Junior coming home with a... Oh. Wish I had another kid.
I'm taking the exam over next week. Daddy, I'll pass. You'll see.
You bet your sweet life you'll pass. You're going to stay in and work every night, starting tonight. And that goes for you, too, Junior.
Oh, but I've got sort of a date tonight.
You hear that? Dates. I told you that's your whole trouble. Now, you ain't going no place tonight. You're staying in.
Oh, all right.
And don't try any tricks with me. I'm warning both of you. From now on, every minute, I'm going to have one eye on you, Junior, and my other eye on you, Babs.
They'll study.
I'll tell the cockeyed world they will.
Well, thanks for dropping by, Chip.
Wait, Babs. You don't have to go in yet.
Oh, I've got to get back to my math.
Oh, come on. Let's sit here in the car. Just for a while.
Now, Chip, we made a deal. Just a half-hour drive, and then I'd go back and study.
Well, can't I come in for a while?
No. If my father found you in the house, he'll be home from the movies any minute. I've really got to go in.
Okay. I'll let you go in on one condition.
Oh, well, not now, Chip.
Just one, honey.
Oh, all right. I've got to go now, Chip.
I'm just crazy about you, honey.
Well, I certainly enjoyed that movie.
I shouldn't have gone.
Why, you liked it.
Yeah, but I should have stayed home and kept an eye on Babs. That girl's got to buckle down.
Oh, you know, I think you were a little too tough with Babs this evening. Mm. She's not a child anymore. And yelling at her the way you did isn't going to...
But there comes a time when you got to crack down on a kid. She won't give us no more trouble now.
Well, the lights are on in the house. Huh? Guess she's still studying. Yeah. Well, aren't you coming in?
Hey, Peg.
Huh?
Look, across the street. That old Model T Ford. Must be 30 years old.
Just like the one Papa had.
Yeah. Remember how we'd sneak it out of the garage and we'd park it behind the old brewery?
Very romantic.
Well, the view wasn't much, but the air was intoxicating. Ah, yeah, those were the days. We'd sit there for hours, necking, huh?
Why, we did not.
Well, I don't know what you were doing, but I was necking.
Come on in.
Yeah, that old Model T sure brings back memories. Hey, you know, that car there might even be the very same one. I guess after 30 years, it hasn't got much zip left.
Neither have you.
Look, Peg, in the car, that couple, they're smooching just like we did.
Oh, don't be so snoopy.
Yeah, look at him kissing her. Well, go on, kiss her again.
That a boy.
Lucky dog, I wish I was in his shoes.
What?
Well, I mean, with you.
Oh, come on.
Get a load of that motor.
Good night, Chip.
Hey, the girl got out. She must live for a... Babs! Peg, it's Babs!
Why, it can't be. She's studying.
She's studying all right, but not mathematics.
It is Babs.
Daddy, Mother,
You're home early. I was
So
just...
this is how you keep your promise.
Well, I was studying, Daddy, but Chip came by and I just went out for a breath of air.
You lied to me.
Oh, don't yell. You'll wake up the whole neighborhood. Now, come on inside.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, honest, I was working.
Nice work. I'll fix you, young lady.
You're making a fuss over nothing.
You call it nothing when I expect to find you studying and you're in an open car necking right where every nosy peeping Tom can see you.
I wasn't necking.
I saw you.
Maybe I did kiss Chip once or maybe twice.
You can't even count. No wonder you flunked in that time.
She did go out for a half hour.
She's supposed to stay in and study this week.
Well, she will.
You bet she will. I'll see to that from now on. You can't be trusted, Babs. I'll get someone to see that you stay in and study. I'm getting you a tutor.
Oh, I don't need a tutor.
I'll decide what you need. I'll get some tutor that'll come here every night and make you work.
I won't have anything to do with him.
I'm still your father, and you'll do what I say.
Hey, don't make so much noise, Pop. You're disturbing Marilyn and me.
Good evening, Mr. Rye.
Holy smoke, he's got a girl in the parlor.
Riley, stop it.
Just came over to help me with my math.
A likely story. A fine family I got. The girls are boy crazy and the boys are girl crazy. Well, it's going to stop. From now on, there's going to be no more necking around here.
Riley.
Marilyn, you better go home.
Yes, Mr. Riley.
But, Pa.
You'll go to your room, Junior. The necking class is over.
Okay.
Good night.
You too, Babs.
Daddy.
I said go to your room.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's a nice way to handle things. You shouldn't have said what you did about necking.
Don't worry, honey. I didn't mean you and me.
You're listening to The Life of Riley on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
You? You're the tutor?
Yeah, man, let's start tooting.
I don't understand.
Well, your father very kindly arranged the whole thing. He called the employment bureau at school. My name was on the file for tutoring, and when I heard that a Miss Riley required a tutor, I jumped at the job.
Oh, I see.
Can you imagine getting paid for this work?
Now, wait, Chip, this is no joke. If I let you stay, we're really going to study, and no fooling.
Why, Miss Riley, surely you don't impugn my motives. I assure you I'm interested only in your mind. You have my word as a gentleman and UCLA student.
Well, I don't know if this is such a good idea, but all right, let's get to work. Riley?
Oh, hi, Peg.
Well, you're late.
Yeah, I got this rush order. I'll have to work every night this week, darn it.
Well, we could use the money.
Yeah. Did the kids study tonight?
Well, I guess so. I just got in.
You just got in? You mean you left them alone?
Well, they're not prisoners.
Oh. Junior!
Oh, Riley, he's asleep.
I don't care. Junior, come here! Oh. Babs!
What's the matter, Pop?
Did you study tonight?
Sure.
You get your work done?
Yeah, it's done.
Perfect?
Well, sure.
Good. Now, what about Babs?
Did you call me Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Listen, Babs, was the tutor here?
Oh, yes. He just left a little while ago.
Oh, did you work okay with him? Does he know his stuff?
I'll say he does.
Did you make much progress, dear?
Oh, yes. Terrific.
Yeah. Aren't you glad I got him for you?
Daddy, it was the most wonderful idea you ever had.
You see, Peg, I told you. Okay, honey, go back to bed now.
Well, good night.
Good night, Pop.
Good night. Good night, kids. Ah, they're great kids. Well, Peg, you see, when I take over, there's results.
And you didn't have to wake him up.
Well, I'm a guy like this. I always like to know what's going on behind my back. Peg, the door.
I'll see who it is.
I'm laying down. Is Junior there? Junior, go open the door.
He's not here. Don't be so lazy.
I've been working overtime every night this week. I'm dead.
In that case, I'll open the door myself.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Well, hello, Digger.
Oh, now lie there. Don't bother getting up on my account. Nobody ever does.
Digger, what are you doing around here?
Oh, I was just passing. I'm on my way home from the annual meeting of the UEPGWS.
UEPGWS?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Groundhog Watchers Society. Every year we drop our work and gather to watch the hog come up out of the ground. It's something we don't usually run into.
Well, did you see a groundhog today?
No. Why not join us tomorrow, Riley? We have a contest. The one who guesses closest to the exact time the hog appears wins a prize.
Oh, well, what's the prize?
$100 in trade at your favorite undertaker.
Well, gee, I hope I'm lucky.
Pop. Hey, look, Pop, a note from my teacher.
Junior, you're in trouble again.
No, read it, Pop.
Now, dear Mr. Riley, you will be pleased to know after Junior's poor showing in math last month that his work has shown a remarkable improvement. Well, Junior, I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work.
I will, Pop.
That boy really knows how to handle figures.
He does. Mm-hmm. When he graduates, he can come and work for me.
I want him to be a doctor.
Oh, well, he'll still be working for me.
I really made that kid buckle down. Babs, too. I got her a tutor, and now you can't drag her away from studying. You know, she's been working with this tutor every night this week.
Oh, my. Don't let the dear child overwork. Huh? She ought to have some recreation.
Well, yeah. That's right. I never thought of that. You know what they say, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
We say it differently. Huh? All work and no play will put Jack in a hole someday.
Yeah, she's studied enough this week. Babs, come in here a minute. She deserves a good time.
Yes, Daddy.
Babs, look, I want you to go out and relax tonight. Go to a movie with your mother. You got your exam tomorrow. Take it easy tonight.
But my tutor...
Oh, forget about your tutor. You go out and have a good time. Here's a couple of bucks.
Well, thanks, Daddy, but I'd rather stay in and study. Well, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Hey, you hear that, Digger? She'd rather study.
Most commendable.
Ah, yes, sir. I got two wonderful kids, smart as whips. And I'm going to see to it that they get a good education, even if I have to dig ditches.
Oops, that reminds me I have an appointment. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Riley, will you leave those curtains alone? I just had them washed.
Yeah, well, I want to see if Babs is coming.
She'll be here soon. The exam was over at 12.
Yeah, well, I hope she did all right. Gee, I'm nervous, Peggy.
Well, she worked hard enough.
Yeah, thanks to me.
Daddy!
She's here.
Oh, Daddy, I passed.
Oh, good Babsy, Lord, that's Daddy. Great. I knew you'd make it, Babsy.
Well, how on earth did you get the results so quickly? Oh, I didn't.
Then how do you know you passed?
Well, I saw the paper, and Babs told me the answers she got, and everyone was right.
Who are you?
Why, Daddy, that's my... Oh, that's right. You never really met. Yes. This is Mr. Lewis, my tutor.
How do you do, Mr. Riley?
He's, kind of young, ain't he?
Well, he's a senior.
Yeah, well, I kind of expected an older man with a beard, maybe. Oh, well, what's the difference? See how Babs passed, and that's all I care about. Shake.
Right. Well, I've got to be running along.
Oh, wait a minute. You're forgetting about your fee. How much do I owe you?
Nothing. Forget it.
Oh, no, I won't hear of it. After all, you spent night after night here with Babs.
The pleasure was all mine.
Well, that's certainly very nice of you.
Oh, glad to do it anytime. Just call on me. Yeah. Well, so long.
So long. I still feel funny about not paying you. At least let me pay your bus fare. Huh?
Oh, I have a car. that old Model T out there.
Oh, you got one of those? Oh, that's a great little car.
Yeah. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, son. Now, that's a fine boy. Refined, polite, good manners, good brain, too. That's the kind of a boy I wouldn't mind you having dates with, Babs. Instead of that necker that you were out with the other night. I'd trust him anytime. Well, what are you laughing at, Junior? You grow up to be like him and I'll be satisfied. There's a boy with ambition. Probably working his way through college. Can't have much dough judging by that car he drives. He's got one of them old broken down Model T's, Peg. Exactly like the one we saw the other night when Babs was across the street. Shadeep! It's him! He's the necker! I'll murder him.
Now, Riley, control yourself.
Control myself? Do you realize that smooch has been left alone night after night in our parlor with our daughter?
Well, you arranged it.
Yeah, but I...
I didn't want a tutor.
Yeah, but...
You insisted.
Yeah, but...
You made me say it.
Yeah, but...
And it didn't cost you a cent.
Yeah, but...
And I passed, didn't I?
What a revolting development this is.
Just a moment, Riley will return.
Hi, Digger. Digger?
Yes?
Got some big news for you.
You have, Riley? Anybody I know?
No, this ain't a new customer. I just heard that there's a fella named Digger O'Dell on a radio show. The same as your name.
Oh, my. What a weird coincidence.
Yeah. And he just got an award from Movie Stars Parade magazine for the most significant contribution to radio in 1949. On account of tonight, he's doing his 10,000th broadcast. Oh, boy, he must be rich.
Yes, that's more jobs than I've ever handled, and I've laid away plenty.
They say that his most famous radio part is Digger O'Dell, and his real name is John Brown. Did you ever meet him?
Oh, I saw him this morning in my mirror while I was shaving. I adore him. He's so gay.
Well, we adore you too, John. And everybody in the life of Riley is proud of your award.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks very much. And I'm very proud and grateful, too. Thank you all very much.
So long, Digger.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker by arrangement with Universal International Pictures, now releasing South Sea Sinners, starring Shelley Winters and McDonald Carey. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
With a nice little honor for John Brown at the end there. That episode was from February 3rd, 1950. I'm Greg Bell, and up next, it's another comedy series with William Bendix, but this time, he's a special guest on the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. When Radio Was continues with that right after this break.
Listen to the waves. Listen closely, for you will hear the crying of lost souls.
Stories of the mysterious, the uncanny, and the supernatural from the pens of literature's greatest authors are haunting Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Weird Circle, Time-Worn Pages.
Sir Charles.
Helen, listen.
Sir Charles, come home. Come home.
It's her again, Lady Lucia.
Weird works by Edgar Allan Poe, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Robert Louis Stevenson, and more are here in 16 spine-tingling radio adaptations.
Many's the time I've heard her crying in the sea wind, roaming through the big halls, her footfalls soft on the stairs. But I've never been afraid until now.
For a limited time, the Weird Circle Time Worn Pages is available to our listeners for 50% off the regular price. Get 16 suspenseful tales for only $15.98. Just go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CIRCLE77.
You don't believe me? You will.
Yes, these chills and enchantments are calling to you. Order the Weird Circle Time-Worn Pages today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CIRCLE77 to get 50% off.
In this cave by the restless sea, we are meant to call from out of the past stories, strange and weird. Bellkeeper, toll the bell so that all may know we are gathered again in... The Weird Circle.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. The Army has improved its recruiting candidate pool and paid more than $15 million in cash bonuses since it rolled out a preparatory course a year ago to help young Americans qualify for military service. The Future Soldier Preparatory Course was launched August 8, 2022 at Fort Jackson, North Carolina, because of increased difficulty recruiting qualified people in recent years. The goal of the course is to get young Americans in better physical and academic condition so they can meet the military's entry requirements. Almost 9,000 people have completed the course with a 95% graduation rate from the program. Based on the good results, the Army is expanding the course at a second location at Fort Moore, Georgia.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and it's time for Burns and Allen and their special guest, the star of The Life of Riley. This is from January 18th, 1944.
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guest William Bendix, a special visitor Herbert Marshall, Jimmy Cash, the Swan Tet, and Felix Mills and his orchestra. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, breakfast is just over at the Burns house, and George is about to leave for the office.
Oh, George, I don't think you ought to go to the office today. You don't look well.
Oh, I'm all right. A little tired. I worked late last night.
No, darling, it's more than that. You're weak. Why, at breakfast, you had to hit your boiled egg four times to crack it.
I did, huh?
Yeah. And when you're feeling your usual robust self, you only have to hit it three times.
Yeah, before I was married, I could crack them with my bare hands. Well, I better get started for the office.
No, dear. What you need is rest and nourishment. Now, you lie down while I go get a chicken and milk it for you.
You're gonna milk the chicken?
Well, I would cream it, but all I have is milk.
Say, cream chicken. Sounds great, but I'd rather get to the office.
No, though. Darling. You're gonna rest right here in this den. Shall I bring down the flower pajamas I gave you for Christmas?
Oh, don't bother. They don't look good on me.
Oh, I think they're very becoming. Why, across the hips, the flowers look like they're just ready to burst into bloom.
Ah, never mind.
Oh, dear company. I'll close the door so nothing will disturb you.
Greetings, dear lady.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Bolingbroke. Well, how is your School of Culture and Dramatic Art coming along?
Alas, it no longer exists. My landlady cast me forth from my lodgings.
Oh, too bad.
Yes, and one cannot teach culture on a park bench. Policemen and pigeons spoil the mood.
Wait, I have an idea. Why couldn't you use my house for your culture school? Who knows, it might become as famous as the Louvre, the Acropolis, the Palladium.
That's a splendid idea. But there is an insect in the ointment of culture, your husband. for some obscure reason, he considers me a bum.
Oh, well, don't worry. We'll only hold classes while George is at the office. Now, you get whatever you need for the culture school, and I'll get rid of my husband.
Good luck to you, Mrs. Burns, and good riddance to your husband.
Why, George, haven't you gone to work yet?
Huh?
Let me see your tongue. Well, it looks fine, not a bit bloodshot.
But, Gracie, a minute ago you said...
Put on your coat while I answer the door. Yes?
Excuse me, lady, but is this where the Gilhoolies live?
No. I'm sorry. You have the wrong address.
Okay, thanks. Who was that?
I don't know, but he looked kind of familiar. Well, goodbye, George. Hurry to the office.
Do you really think I ought to go? I feel kind of dizzy. Maybe I've got something.
My father never missed a day's work in his life. He had lots of things to make him dizzy.
I know. I married one of them.
Hi, folks.
Oh, hello, Bill.
You leaving, George?
I guess so. Bill, do you think I look my usual self this morning?
Well, no, George, you don't.
See, Gracie?
You look good.
Goodbye, funny man.
Oh, Bill, now that George is gone, I can tell you the wonderful news. I didn't want George to find out about it, so you're the first one I'm telling.
Why, Gracie, you're going to have a baby.
I am? Oh, Bill, that's better news than I have for you. Well, when do you think it'll be?
Well, wait a minute, Gracie. Isn't that what you were going to tell me?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, what is the news, Gracie?
Well, Nigel Bolingbroke and I are opening a school of drama and culture.
Oh, really? Well, say, maybe I could teach diction.
Oh, are you good at that?
Well, Grace, I don't want to brag, but just yesterday, one of the biggest radio announcers in this town came to me to help him with his voice.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he said,
Bill, old friend, my sponsor is unhappy. Show me how you say swan. The new white floating soap is four soaps in one. The soap for your hands and face for bathing the baby, and the soap for your dishes and light laundry. Show me that, Bill.
Oh, the poor man. Did you help him?
Well, when I got through with him, he was talking like this. Swan is a great wartime buy. When you wash the dishes with a swan, you get heaps of suds. Suds so gentle, so mild, you don't have to worry about rough, red dish panty hands.
So he talked like that on his program and the sponsor was happy, huh?
No, the sponsor fired him. He was supposed to sell coffee.
Well, now, Bill, I'm afraid you won't do as a teacher.
Well, okay, Gracie. Oh, by the way, before I go... Do you know the Gilhoolies in this neighborhood?
Well, now, that's funny. There was another man here asking for them.
Well, that must have been William Bendix. He's trying to locate these friends of his from Brooklyn.
William Bendix, the movie star?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, and I practically slammed the door in his face. Oh, the poor man. From the looks of his face, it's had lots of doors slammed on it.
Well, you know, Gracie, Bendix is really a swell guy. I worked with him in the picture, Wake Island. You remember that big, dumb Marine?
Yeah, I thought you were very good.
No, he was the big, dumb Marine.
Oh, yes. Say, Bill, wouldn't William Bendix be a wonderful guinea pig for our culture school?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, if we could make a suave, sophisticated leading man out of him, we'd be famous.
You'd be magicians. He doesn't go for that culture stuff, Gracie.
Well, maybe I can get him interested. Oh, excuse me, Bill.
Look, lady, are you sure you don't know where the Gilhoolies live? I'm just dying to talk to somebody from Brooklyn.
Well, come right in, Mr. Bendix.
You mean you're from Brooklyn?
Well, they call me Green Purse Gracie.
Well, hallelujah!
Time to take a short break on the Burns and Allen Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Summit, New Jersey, community members of all ages were invited to the first annual Elks Family Fun Day to help homeless veterans, which took place at Seeley's Pond at the Wachtung Reservation. Families from across Union, Somerset, Middlesex, and Morris counties attended the event, along with 70 sponsored veterans from area VA facilities. The afternoon included barbecue from the grill, including hamburgers, hot dogs, and sausages. Activities included a cornhole tournament, water balloons, a duck tank, and tug of war. There was also live entertainment from Mr. Socks, Ranger Rick, and a magician. All money raised will be used to help homeless veterans. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Burns and Allen with special guest William Bendix on When Radio Was.
Gracie believes that William Bendix is the ideal pupil for her school of drama and culture, so she has lured him into the house by pretending to be from Brooklyn.
Gee, lady, it sure is great to meet somebody from Brooklyn.
Oh, yes, the motherland.
Yeah.
Such a lovely place with its trees and its flowers and its little flat bushes.
Yeah, you said a kisserful, lady. What memories. Eating weenies and kraut from a push cart while the new moon caresses the Navy Yard.
Oh. You make it sound like poetry, Mr. Bendix.
Oh, I don't take no credit. Brooklyn brings out the poet in anybody that's human.
And you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, enough about Brooklyn. Let's talk about you, Mr. Bendix.
Okay, that's an interesting subject.
How does it feel to be such a flop in pictures?
Oh, I ain't doing so bad.
Well, the folks back home are disappointed in your playing a cab driver. They'd rather see you as Romeo or Madame Curie.
Oh, I couldn't play them. They was foreigners.
Well, just the same, the home folks feel that you've let them down. And they don't feel that way about Ronald Coleman.
Gee, is he from Brooklyn?
One of the oldest families.
Well, that's funny. I never run into him in none of the saloons.
And Brooklyn is mighty proud of Walter Pigeon.
Him too?
Sure.
You don't say.
You see, Mr. Coleman and Mr. Pigeon are successful because they're cultured Brooklyn gentlemen.
Yeah. They make out pretty good with the dames, too, huh?
Oh, are you interested in women?
Oh, yeah, they could very easily become a hobby with me.
Why do you suppose Charles Boyer always gets the girls?
Politics.
No, because he's a cultured Brooklyn gentleman.
I thought he was French.
That's right, from the French Quarter of Brooklyn. The left bank.
The left bank?
Yeah. You know, the other side of the Canarsie Swamp.
Oh, yeah. A lovely spot.
Mm. You could get the girls, too, if you'd brush up on culture. Now, for instance, I'll bet you blow on your soup.
Well, sure, but strictly proper, I never blow on it toward me.
Ronald Coleman doesn't blow on his soup at all.
Fans it with his bread, huh?
Mr. Bendix, you do need culture. Wouldn't you like to become a gentleman?
Lady, I'm a gentleman to the tip of my toes.
Well, maybe, but from there up, you need plenty of work.
I do, huh?
Yeah. Now, for example, what would you do at a party if a young lady held out her hand to you?
I guess I'd bite it.
Ronald Coleman would kiss it.
Well, he ain't as lonesome as I've been.
Yeah. You better enroll in culture school right away.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Where is this seat of higher learning?
You're sitting on it.
This is the school?
Yep. We have a course that's guaranteed to make the average man a gentleman in a week.
Well, do you think you can make me a gentleman in a week?
Well, it might take a little longer, but don't worry, the months will fly by.
Well.
Come in.
Tis I, dear lady.
Oh, come in, Dean Bolingbroke. I want you to meet our student, William Bendix.
Well, well.
Our first seeker after knowledge.
Hiya, Dean. Do you think you can make me a Ronald Coleman?
Hey, boy, we shall plant in you the flower of culture. It's up to you to make it bloom.
Oh, I'm sure it'll bloom beautifully in Mr. Bendix. He's a perfect pot.
Thank you.
And now, my dear scholar, shall we discuss that little matter of the enrollment fee, shall we?
Oh, you mean dough.
Yes, yes, dough, as you so delightfully put it. Naturally, you want to enroll for all our courses.
Oh, sure, I'll take everything you got.
It's mutual. Now, just count your money slowly into my palm.
Okay. 10.
For elocution.
20.
For rhetoric.
25.
For poise.
30.
For elocution.
You said that.
That was compound elocution. This is complex.
Oh, well. I guess that's the bundle. Wait a minute. Hold on. Here's a buck I didn't see.
You may keep that for your honesty.
Oh, gee. Thanks, Dean.
Not at all. You show great promise, dear pupil. I predict that you will make the Hall of Fame. And I didn't make a bad haul myself. Farewell, friend.
Oh, no, wait, Mr. Bolingbroke. How about Mr. Bendix's culture lesson?
Well, there isn't time today. If your husband comes home and catches us running this culture school, he'll skin us alive.
Oh, dear, that's right. And we haven't got the skin to spare like he has.
How true.
Oh, Mr. Bendix, you better come back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Well, gee whiz, I paid my dough. I want a lesson.
Mrs. Burns, I suggest we step into the next room and hold a faculty meeting. Excuse us, Mr. Bendix.
Gee, if the folks back in Flatbush could only see me now. Me in a culture school.
That was part one of the Burns and Allen Show episode from January 18th, 1944. Just a couple of days earlier, William Bendix's radio series, The Life of Riley, began on NBC. We'll have the rest of that Burns and Allen at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and you heard George and Gracie's announcer, Bill Goodwin, mention that he and Bendix worked together on the war picture Wake Island. I'll share a little more about Goodwin's acting career and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Won't
Just stop and take a little time out with me.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Use promo code CAFE33 to save on shipping. Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code CAFE33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gerhardt Law for since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about Burns and Allen announcer Bill Goodwin. He was seen as Sergeant Higby in the 1942 war picture Wake Island, which also featured William Bendix as Private Smaxy Randall. It was one of 30-plus motion pictures Goodwin appeared in. Others include To Each His Own, Alfred Hitchcock's Spellbound, The Jolson Story, and the 1949 Life of Riley movie. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but be sure to visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.